and the Morning Invasion.
All right, here we go.
Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Quiet!
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air?
It's Friday. It is Friday. What?
It's the best day of my life.
I love cats. I love every kind of cat.
Best day of my life.
Wake up!
Wake up! Dex Toth is making a return to his element, the airwaves.
We're bringing back the show that I used to do.
We got a big broadcast to do here.
But when Dex says we, he doesn't mean him and Buck. He's talking about a different morning show team. Steve-O Jeter and Teo Lott of Star 88's Morning Invasion.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
You've been crying about it for 15 minutes now.
It's not going to be rainbows and hymns and your grandma's church. I mean, we are humans and we go through life.
To the airwaves.
One more thing.
Oh.
It's showtime.
It is showtime. Good morning, everybody.
I'm inspired.
Why didn't you put my vulgarity quote in there?
That's why.
That's the one everybody focused on. Why didn't you put the most popular quote in there?
You know, I got to follow my gut, Dale. I got to follow my gut on those things. Didn't
That's
think
what
it was
I did.
He literally does follow his gut too. Everywhere he walks, it leads him. Hey-o!
Are you calling my friend Tubby?
No.
Get him, Tale.
I changed it. Tubbs McGrubbs.
I don't have to get him. He's got an internet Facebook army that's going to be after you.
Yeah,
I remember the other day when somebody referenced Steve-O calling you Tubby, and then some guy commented, I'll kill a Jeter. I'll stab a Jeter.
I was like, wow.
Something like that. I was like,
wow.
What?
That's what happens. Don't mess with my army.
Can I have an army? We have a Starmie. The Starmie is a bit more passive.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny.
They'll just pray for you.
They'll pray for you. They'll write a really long paragraph on Facebook about why you're wrong.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Starmie for a name for our listeners.
Yeah.
And it is kind of growing on me a little bit.
The Starmie.
Here's the problem with it. It's cute. You can't get past it when it's cute. You're like, oh, man, that's cute.
Look, guys, we're going to go with Starmie, all right?
I like Starmie. I feel like we can be proud to be members of the Starmie.
Yep.
Well, good morning to you. 607.
Look at this T-shirt I just drew up. I mean, just look at it.
That is pretty cool.
You know?
Yeah.
Look at it.
You're making me hate my idea.
Look at it. Look at
it,
guys.
No, that's cool. It's cool. It's perfect.
It's perfect for the Starmie.
Today is Answer Your Cat's Questions
Day. Good gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I have been waiting. What if you have two cats?
Well, I don't know.
Is that a cat or a dying coyote?
That's a cat.
That's a cat. That's a cat in heat, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. That is a purring
cat.
That
is the predator?
That is a stoked cat. That cat's like, that's Bean saying, give me them pets.
That's not the predator?
That Whoa. Is when Beans chases Panda, and Panda's like, get away from me.
Man. I got a lot of cat stuff this morning.
Oh, cool. Good.
Oh,
I got a guy who sings good. If You're Happy and You Know It with his cat.
Amen. Gosh, I am just all about that ministry right there. Just reaching out into the animal kingdom and saying, come along, friend.
The cat
friend.
Youths?
Yeah, the kitty youths.
I'm going to play it for you right now. This
Thank
is
you.
So good. This is a guy from... Well, he's Portuguese, and he loves to sing, and he loves his cat, and his cat loves to sing with him.
Se tá contente, diga miau. Se você tá contente, diga miau. Se você está contente, quer mostrar pra toda a gente. Se você está contente, diga miau.
I don't know why he was saying all those cuss words, but that was beautiful.
Gosh, it is a beautiful Friday. It's Friday, guys. It's finally Friday.
It is here.
Friday.
What's the weather looking like? What's Ron Keddie saying?
Amateur.
What's Keddie saying?
Can I just tell you something?
Please.
This is my day now, all right? Dexter, you have trained me. I wake up in the morning. I am, you know, get take a shower, get ready. Mm-hmm. But before I throw clothes on, I always go to the weather app, and I look at the Apple weather app.
Yeah.
I look at Weatherbug. I look at the Weather Channel. and I compare notes from all three of them, I sit there for the next 10 minutes as I'm getting ready. All this morning, it's like dead silent. It's like, 4:30 in the house, and I'm doing this. High today of 54. Putting my shirt on. High today of 54.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
High today of 54. High today of 54.
It is.
By the way, high today, 54.
Oh, you do realize I said the time, and you did not say the weather.
I know.
You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
I know. Yet, all morning, that's all I was doing. High today of 54.
You blew it.
I did.
Look at this.
Today is the first day that like all three weather apps say the same thing. So today, it really is a high today of 54.
54 and sunny.
54 throughout all the apps.
Mm-hmm.
I check them
all
now.
Well, aren't you just the cat's pajamas?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at this man I found on Twitter. I found Ron Ketty's Twitter.
Oh, no.
He's got a lot of followers.
He's the chief meteorologist for KRQE-ABQ.
Mm.
Blessed by God with two little girls and somebody who puts up with him coaching the Dallas Cowboys from the couch.
Okay.
It seems like a great guy. I've heard great things about him.
That's wonderful. You know what I heard great things about? Fantastic Four, flop. Steve-O.
Yeah. No? Yeah.
When they put that first trailer out, everybody was like, this movie is going to change the game. Nope.
No, it did.
And you know what else I've heard great things about? Hoverboards.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that backfired.
Yeah.
One day, you and I, Ron Ketty, our day is coming.
Face down?
Face down.
I just want
to... Face up to the sky.
Here's what's really going to happen. What? I can't wait for it to happen. Someday.
One day.
Ron Ketty's going to come in studio.
Oh,
it's
going
to happen. Like, somebody's going to know somebody who knows somebody, and Ron Ketty will be here.
Well, your friend who goes to church with him, he's going to tell him.
And what's going to happen is, he's going to come in here, and I'm going to be giggling. You're going to be like, oh, this is going to be great. And then Teo's going to be ready for the stare down. And then they're going to start talking and realize, wait, did we just become best friends?
It's going to happen.
And Teo and Ron Ketty are going to walk off hand in hand into the sunset.
They'll be high-fiving each other.
I'm going to be so pissed.
It depends on the
angry,
humidity.
Mad, frustrated, upset.
You better calm that word down.
I even wrote down other ways
it
to
down,
say
friend.
I apologize.
Dial that one back.
I apologize.
Hogwash.
Dang it!
Guys, that's the only word Steve's gotten in trouble for saying.
Seriously, you need to change your speech.
Mm-hmm. Change your speech.
Or it's going to be the Dex and Teo show.
Did you hear other ways I learned how to say it, though? I'm trying, guys. I apologize.
Just so we know, I've been workshopping some names. We're going to call it Dexterity with Dex Teo. Good grief.
Gosh.
I mean, that's a ringer right
gonna
there.
It's going to happen.
It just rolls Dang off it. The tongue.
Keep Sorry. That in the back of your head.
I'm trying. Hi today at 54. Angry, upset, frustrated, ired.
338-3700. Love to hear from you early birds out there this morning.
Yeah, we got any early birds floating around?
Yeah. Anything cool happening this weekend you want to share with us? What is happening
Hey,
this
when
weekend?
Are we going to give away those Big Daddy Weave tickets?
I don't know. We got tickets for that. We got tickets for the movie coming up at the Lobo Theater. Featuring Princess Buttercup and.
All right, first early bird caller gets tickets to that movie.
Ooh!
I like it.
Right
okay.
now.
I
you got to call
give them
right
away.
Now.
338-3700.
It is a weekend at the Lobo Theater, and it's coming up in February. They're going to be showcasing one of the greatest movies ever, Cary Elwes. Robin Wright.
You want to say it so bad, but you
he
can't.
Does. He can't.
I can't.
We have a big show planned for you guys. We have some Florida stories.
Florida.
We're heading to Florida because there's a lot that happens in Florida.
Dude, what is up with Florida? How is it that Florida is constantly
in the
news?
Because it's close to the equator.
Do you want to know the fake reason or the real reason?
Ooh, I'll do both.
We'll see after this phone call.
Okay, cool.
You are the early bird winner.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's going, man?
Oh, pretty good. Listening to a show right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, you guys... You know, I started listening to you guys. You were slowly lifting up, and it's real great.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What you said.
You want to win some tickets?
Sure.
All right.
That sounds good.
Will you hang on the line?
Sure.
Thank
All right.
you.
Okay. We'll do one more.
All right. Why not?
You know, I'm just going to take it back. I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to take it back. The Early Bird Special. And there's another show that took that from me. Mm. I'm taking that back.
Yeah. I don't even know what special show you're talking about.
Was
so
it
I'm
your
happy
friend Chaz Malibu?
No.
Okay.
Well, was it him? He wouldn't do that. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
You know, fantastic. Early bird. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Do you have any...
I usually miss part of the show, but then I decided to play it while I got ready, and...
Yay.
Look what happens.
That's good.
Look what happens.
Did it help you get ready?
What?
Did it help you get ready?
It did.
Mm. Just waking you up.
Do you have any constructive criticism for us? maybe you were sitting there getting ready and you were thinking to yourself, you know, I wish they would blank.
Hmm. Mm,
well, sometimes Steve's a little mean.
Oh.
That's true. He is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He is.
But talk really good about me. What do you think about Taya?
Wow. No.
Is the nicest one. I haven't met Dex.
Wow.
Yet, so.
Man, it's that southern charm.
You don't
That's
know.
What it is.
You don't
you
know.
You can say the most condescending things, but the way you say it, mm-mm, it's so like, oh, southern charm.
Listen, I appreciate you listening to us to help you get ready, yeah, but I think you need to make some better ideas. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
Hold on the phone.
I'll be less mean. I'll be less mean.
Sorry. Hold on the phone.
No, I'm just
thanks,
joking.
Kim. Okay, thanks, Kim.
Yeah, hang out on the phone.
Hang out.
Kim.
Got some tickets. Take us to give away. That's all you got to do is listen. You never know, man.
Maybe let's give some other stuff away from people that like us on Star 88.
Ooh. Okay.
New people that like us.
All right.
Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Go like us, and you get a chance to win some fantastic early bird special prizes.
Early bird special. I like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That's mine.
Wait a second. Pop over to Kim. What line is she on? Pop back
two.
Over. Is this Kim?
Yes.
Did you comment on our Facebook about a cat?
About cat? No, that's not me.
That's another Kim.
Another Kim. Multiple Kims.
Another Kim that says, I have a cat sitting here with me while I get ready for work.
Really?
And while hearing your cat impression, he went a little crazy.
Mm. Man.
That's weird. All right, thank you, Kim.
Stay on,
stay on the line.
Hey, man.
That was uncalled.
Compelling radio.
I needed to jump back in there.
Compelling radio.
Wait, that's got to be her.
Well, you didn't want to give her two things.
No, not you.
That's a good point.
I know she says I'm nice, but not everybody's going to get two rewards out of this.
Dude, the reward right now, Love at the Lobo, Friday, February 12th. It's a Friday evening, Knob Hill Main Street and Reload Love. It's going to be Love at the Lobo, 7 p.m., red carpet experience, dessert, a showing of one of the raddest movies ever.
And guys, the night before that, House of Heroes is going to be playing at the Lobo Theater. Now, tickets to that are $10. It starts at 7 p.m., but I'm going to be playing bass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you are invited by me. One of the guys in the band invited you to come to the show. If you've ever wondered if that would ever happen to you, it just did.
Yeah. That's huge,
bro. I've only seen Mateo play once, and it was when you were playing at the Sunshine.
Oh, with Old Man Shattered.
Oh, Dex, I wish you'd get saved and just come to Knob Hill.
I wish you'd just do that.
This is a different animal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come to church and hang out with us this Sunday.
I thought that was a great show. Old Man Shattered was great.
Yeah, homie plays bass every week.
Homie play bass every week. But it's a different thing. It's two different things.
It is totally different. I agree.
Because
this weekend we got Benix on the mandolin.
Mr. Benix.
Yeah, he's going to be hanging out with us.
Let me ask you, when you're playing, do you ever have, I don't know what you would call it, a time where they zero in on you and you just go, it's like a bass.
A solo?
There you go. That's what I was looking for, bass solo.
Good grief,
I couldn't think
man.
Of it. I was like, what is that called? A bass song?
Let me tell you something. I'm a bass player.
Like Peanut from 311? Okay. You know how he does it?
I'm a bass player.
Yeah.
There is never a purpose for a bass solo. Ever.
What? Jason Newsted disagrees.
Yeah, Peanut from 311 disagrees.
Let me ask you something. When you go listen to their music, are you sitting there in your car thinking, man, I can't wait for the bass solo?
Honestly,
no. Have you ever said, it's cool when he does that drum solo? Yes. What about when he wails on that guitar solo? Or maybe when all the music drops out and it's just the vocal? Love it.
But when it's just have the you bass ever solo, said, because nobody ever does a bass solo.
Yes, they do. People that don't understand music do bass solos.
Will you do a bass solo for me?
Absolutely okay. not.
This weekend, live at the Lobo.
No, no. If you're Calvary not Victor Wooten, if you're not Victor Wooten, you got no reason
Jason
to be doing
Newsted.
A, whatever. You got no reason to be doing a bass solo. You know what that is? You know what a bass solo is? That's when somebody, when something has gone wrong with the click track.
Totally.
And you got to make something up.
And the guitar, or the guitar player all of a sudden. Because why isn't there a guitar solo?
Have you seen Peanut from 311 do his bass solo?
No.
Will you YouTube it when we're on break or something?
Yes, I will.
Because it's really cool.
That's great, man.
It's really cool. And then you got Chad. He does a little drum solo.
Don't do it.
Look, there was a there
you
was
got
an
to come
artist
original.
Back in the day named Jaco Pastorius. He's one of the greatest bass players of all time. You got another guy named Pino Palladino. He toured with John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
He toured with Nine Inch Nails. But did that Joker do a bass solo?
No.
Well, maybe you should start. You should be the first guy to kind of...
I wouldn't be the first guy.
Well, I know. I'm just
number one, I'm not talented enough.
Yeah, stop it right
now. No, I'm really not. And that's one thing. That's why you'll never see me doing a bass solo, because
he's
you have to
humble.
Be incredible.
This is why people love you.
No, the people that I'm throwing out there are the tip-top awesomes.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're the best bass players.
I'm pretty sure you're pretty amazing. I mean, you're
I'm not good enough to
bands.
Do... I mean,
you're
we're talking people bands. That are like... and they're doing harmonics and all this crap that I can't do.
Well, if you just do one for me, then we could... be the judge and say, hey, you know what? You are amazing.
No,
and you
I know
to-
there are other bass players out there that agree with me. They know what I'm talking about. They don't want to admit...
Pete Wentz.
They don't want to... Oh, gosh. They don't want to admit that there's no purpose for a bass solo. They don't want to admit that. But at the same time, they understand that it's
Mark
really...
Mark Hoppus.
It's really just not...
Mark Hoppus did a bass solo.
Mark Hoppus is way, way better than people give him credit for.
I agree.
There's a song called Carousel by Blink-182 that they wrote way back in the day that starts off with a little bit of a bass solo, and it's really good, but it doesn't add a lot to the song.
No.
Could have done it on guitar, and nobody would have... No
or
difference.
Could just not do solos. I agree. You don't need a solo.
You don't.
No.
You're just holding it
unless
back.
Your song's 2.5 minutes long, and you're like, we need the song to be at least 3 minutes. What do we do, guys? Let's do a pre-chorus bridge thing.
There's a big difference between doing a bass solo and a bass line, and it's just the line singled out. There's a big difference. I'm talking about two different things there.
No idea what you're talking about.
I'll pull up
most
some
people
don't.
We already lost Kim.
Yeah.
We already lost Kim.
Yeah,
sorry,
she's like,
Kim.
I gotta get out of here.
She's like, man, I just wanted them.
I just needed to get ready to work.
Because it's this special cat day, we're gonna have a bunch of cat stuff on the show.
Found
a great story about a pack of Siberian Huskies. Who decided to raise a cat.
Okay.
It's a really, really cute story.
It's hard to do, man. Raising cats, you know? Yeah. Raising cats.
We didn't get to this yesterday. The 10 most common complaints wives have about their husbands.
Oh, good.
Amen.
Please, let's do that. I feel like we kind of did that.
Yeah. Didn't you have something, too, you wanted to talk about?
Oh, man, I'm sure there's a ginormous... We have a list, bro.
I don't know how many times after the show we say, save it for radio!
Save it for radio! Oh, you know what we forgot to talk about? This.
Mm. A surfer caught a wave to catch a bad guy.
It's a really?
Story. Yep.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Is it called Point Break, bro? Brody.
Are you pumped for the new Point Break?
No, it came out on Christmas, and I have not seen it, and I refuse to see it, okay? If it was called anything else, because here's the deal. Everyone knows that Fast and the Furious was the formula that they essentially, I mean, the director said this, they took Point Break, and they did Point Break with cars, and everybody loved it. Do you know why? Because it wasn't called Point Break.
Ooh.
It was called Fast and the Furious.
Well done.
It was just a ripoff, and no, I refused. I refuse, bro.
I like that.
Bodie!
I'm okay with that.
I am an FBI agent. Yeah.
We'll throw the question out. Does your wife always ask you to do stuff, men?
Mm. And vice versa. Men. We have a friend here in the office who constantly asks his wife to
really?
Do things.
Oh.
And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That's weird to me. Like, that's weird to me. I don't do that. I also have a list of 10 video game celebrations, anniversaries this year that are going to make you feel really, really old.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, just helping. Just helping.
Love it.
Se tá contente, diga miau.
Miau.
Se você está contente, diga miau. Se você está contente, quer mostrar para toda a gente. Se você está contente, diga miau.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. That's where we're at, man.
Coming up, the guy calls 911 because a cat ate his bacon.
Okay.
He was pretty upset.
Oh, man.
Good morning.
New Friday segment, come on. We got good stuff today.
Good morning. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Major winter storm descends on the East Coast.
The X-Files return to Fox Sunday.
Do you receive any other impressions from
Ted Cruz and most of the other GOP candidates are campaigning in New Hampshire, where Trump has a huge lead.
It's an NFL first, a woman with a full-time coaching job.
Federal judge dismisses a defamation lawsuit against Bill Cosby.
The Region 5 administrator for the EPA, that's an area that actually covers Flint, Michigan, has offered her resignation.
In Los Angeles, officials at the zoo say a worker plunged into the gorilla pit. Former Oklahoma City cop sentenced prison.
President Obama plays host to several hundred of the nation's mayors.
New visa requirements for Europeans.
Britain has found that a former Russian spy, Alexander Litvinenko, was assassinated by the Russian Secret Service.
A judge in Maine grants Don McLean's wife a temporary order of protection.
Uber is at Los Angeles International Airport.
An F-16 near Phoenix has crashed in Yavapai County.
Sierra Leone has a second new case of Ebola.
It's Friday. Hello. Hello, everybody. Dex, Steve-O, Mateo. 6:35.
Hi, today of 54. Do you know who the Kim was that called us? It was Kim from SoPo. She said, hey, I had to go to work. Conveniently located by you guys. Steve-O, you're not really mean. I just wanted to call. Not for the tickets. You should give those tickets to the other Kim because she has an awesome cat. Or to anyone with that name. Love you all.
Or we could give you tickets if you bring us burritos.
Oh!
Huh?
Twinberly.
Yeah. Yeah. 338-3700. We podcast.
Yeah, we
do. Get a little bit of the show. Like, you know, I think it was Kim that was saying that she doesn't really get to listen to us for very long. But you can listen to us whenever you want on the
yes,
podcast.
You can.
That's right, my friend.
Go subscribe. We're on iTunes. You droid people have something. I don't know what it is. I don't have a droid. I don't know how you do it.
iPhone MV?
Maybe. You can also get the podcast at star88.fm. Right there at our Morning Invasion page.
All right.
Today is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. So if your cat is asking you a question, you better answer your cat.
I don't know that that's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
But I just... Nope. Sounds so creepy. You couldn't pick a better today as national, I don't know, whatever day?
Well, there was a couple other things that were going on today, but they were kind of
hot
lame.
Sauce day?
They were lame.
It's National Polka Dot Day?
Mm-mm.
Celebration of Life Day?
Nope.
We had our boy Jeff Gilbert on. In regards to that, from Save the Storks.
The reason I picked this day is because I know Teo loves cats.
Love them. Uh-huh.
I know there's a lot of people in the Starmie that love cats.
Yeah.
Starmie.
You just said it.
I did just say it.
I think it's taking a hold of you.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
That's what happens.
That's good.
And I get to play some really good clips from cat people.
Cat people.
Cats. This guy, he lives in England. He called the police recently because his girlfriend's cat ate his bacon.
Mm-mm.
And so over there, they don't have 911. It's 999. Mm. That's their 911. Here it is.
Shouts, please, it's the emergency.
The girlfriend let the cat eat my bacon.
Right, okay. What would you like the police to do with regards to that, sir?
I want to press charges.
Who do you want to press charges against? Your girlfriend or the cat?
Both of them.
Right, sir, It's not a criminal offence to let a cat eat your bacon, okay? And we don't arrest cats. I'm very sorry.
No, my girlfriend allowed the cat to do it.
Right, I'm very sorry, sir, but it's not a 999 emergency because your girlfriend let the cat eat the bacon. I do apologise, but it's not a police matter.
Okay, love.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In America, you do that, you'll get arrested. They'll
Dude,
show up
I
and arrest
love
you.
How calm and collected she is. And I love how he's just
no,
like,
sir.
All right, love, thank you. I can't?
It's my
okay.
girlfriend.
Who would you like to press charges against both
you
of them?
You gave me bacon, did a kit.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Oh, man.
Obviously, that guy didn't answer his cat's question.
Right, yeah. right.
He probably asked, can I eat at that piece of bacon?
Mm-hmm.
And he probably didn't answer back.
Okay. You know, coming up, I got 6 ways to boost your marriage in under 60 seconds. So
oh, come on, man.
Just, you know, want to help real life people. You guys answer cat questions all day.
So real life people don't worry about cats?
No, no, they don't. Real life people have real life jobs and real life things to do.
Coming
What's
up later.
Happened is you've imagined that there are people that don't like what you like.
No, dude. Hey, you know
you
what?
You have made up an entire imaginary people group.
When you went to Florida for 2 weeks, who hung out with your cats every day?
I know. And did you answer any of their questions?
I feel like I answered Bean's questions.
Nope.
Panda didn't have
he
any questions.
He told me when I got home that you failed. So you better be listening today. I said, Beans, how did Steve-O treat you? And he said, I mean, he pet me and gave me food and stuff, but we didn't really...
I did kind of ignore him a couple times. So I was like, reading comics on the couch.
Yeah, he said we didn't really like...
We didn't bond. Yeah, that's true.
He also told me about a plot to kill you, and I discouraged that.
Oh, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know why? Because I listen.
I can't wait to meet your cats.
You need to come over.
They are cats. They're cats.
I put up a picture of Beans on my Instagram, and one of our new listeners named Jolene, she came from your people. She said, is this the dog cat Beans? And I said, this is him.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
I can't wait to meet Beans.
People care about your cats.
Maybe we could have a potluck one of these days.
Maybe.
Okay.
I could bring, I would bring Beans to a potluck.
It's, no. No.
Love potlucks.
Okay.
Coming up, the world's loudest cat with the loudest band.
Good.
Also, there's a new movie coming out. I don't know if they're ripping this off from Iron Man, but they might be. I'm not quite sure.
This can't be real life.
But there's a new movie coming out called Iron Cat.
Nope.
And
I gotta go.
I got the trailer for you guys.
Just feeling blessed.
You know,
feeling blessed.
I'm just gonna play it right now. Here it
okay,
is. Here's the trailer to Iron Cat.
When evil is everywhere.
You see that?
Who will stand up?
Wait, way up there.
Who will fight?
That is really moving.
When everything is wrong.
It's coming this way.
Who?
Maybe we ought to get out of here.
Will do right. Iron Cat.
Did you really think that just by putting on a suit of metal that you could stop me?
What? No, get off my desk. Those are important papers. No.
Okay, fine. They will do anything to stop him.
Look, look, look. It is a little mouse. It is filled with catnip. Look, look. Go get it! It also has a bomb in it. No!
Iron Cat.
Sounds great.
Wow.
I can't wait to
Man,
see
that's
that
four
movie.
Stars.
That
is,
nope.
That is 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
They got a hit right there. Iron Cat, everybody. Good morning.
Star Wars is in trouble. That thing's gonna break the box office.
Yeah,
I think we can all agree.
The
on
litter
that.
Box office, yep. Am I right? Thank you.
What's up, guys? It's James on the White Knuckle Commute.
Hey, James man. On the White Knuckle Commute. This is one of ours.
Yeah, this is one of ours.
What's
How's
up,
it going?
Army?
Hey, guys. One of the questions that you guys need to answer for cats is, what is a cucumber?
Oh, man.
I believe that. Yes, I think the reason they react like that is because they think it's a snake.
Gotta be. Gotta be. I've seen said video. When Taya was in Florida, I had 2 weeks with this cat, and I thought about it every day and then remembered that I love those cats and couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. Love those cats.
Thanks, James.
Yep. Bye.
Have you seen those videos? That people like put a cucumber behind their cat while they're eating?
No.
And they lose it.
Really?
Yeah. They
yeah.
freak yeah. out.
And it's funny. I'm not going to do it. My uncle messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, let me know if this works. And I was like, Uncle John, I'm not doing that to beans or panda.
Dude, they freak.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it. Cats and cucumbers.
Versus cucumber. Look, it's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
All the cats do it?
All of them. Cats.
Every video.
All of the cats.
You put a cucumber behind them, and for some reason, they lose their minds. Yeah. Are we sure?
I don't know if this has bad words.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm like, it doesn't look like the actual...
Look, they're trapping them. See, what they've done is they've placed the food bowl out. Of course, the cats are like, I'm interested in this. Oh, there's a water bowl.
Yeah, there's a water bowl.
That's cool. This is cool. Wait a second. Now watch this.
And you put a cucumber by him.
We're watching a cucumber placed behind a cat on a YouTube video. The cat has not realized it yet.
What is life? This is life.
He's going to turn around any second now, isn't he?
He's going to see it, and he's going to be upset.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
He just...
That cat didn't care about it.
It looked like he just saw
it. Maybe these cats are...
Wait, what?
Are these super cats?
Maybe this is...
Guys? Gosh, this takes forever. This is so stupid.
This is dumb. This is the...
Play-by-play.
Steve-O, look. Look at this. Those cats...
That one's not doing anything.
Those cats don't give a crap about that.
Did this video just dispel
the cats and cucumber? He's licking the cucumber.
He doesn't even care. He's eating the cucumber.
Oh, the cucumber is alive.
Gosh, that's good news.
The cucumber is alive.
Guys, that is a gospel message to a cat right there.
Amazing.
Cucumber.
Amazing.
Well, most of the videos, they put a cucumber behind the cat and the cat will flip.
Yeah.
They literally just flip.
Yeah.
That's good.
You picked the one video.
I picked the best video.
Where the cats are just like, meh.
Meh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Snarf.
That's freedom. That's evolution. They tell me it's not real. Like, that cat has adapted and evolved.
Dude, speaking of evolution, the evolution of video games. You guys aren't gamers, really. You kind of game. Do you game?
Well, I just got into gaming when I got fired.
Okay.
I hadn't been gaming for probably, I don't know, 15 years, and then all of a sudden, I don't have anything to do. I might as well.
Dude, living with Teo was the best thing because he didn't like playing video games, but he would totally kick it and watch video games, which are the best kind of friends.
I do like to watch my kids play.
I'm good at hanging out.
He's a really good hanger-outer. So he'd be like, hey, man, you want to play that Resident Evil? And be like, yeah! So I'd play it, and he'd just totally, like, hustle along, hang out with me.
So after the news, you want to do your list?
Man, I don't know. Are you ready to feel really, really old?
Ugh.
I got a list of 10 video games that are basically going to make you feel incredibly old.
Good.
10 video games celebrating a birthday this year, and you may be surprised at how old some of these are.
We'll do it right after the news.
News. Is this me?
So anticlimactic.
You can now buy sriracha and little to-go packets like ketchup.
Oh, sriracha! Sriracha!
I'm okay with that.
You like that? You like sriracha?
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O?
I just like hot sauce in general.
Yeah. It's
Steve-O,
National Hot Sauce Day.
He found this beef jerky. It's bacon beef jerky, and it's got sriracha flavor.
Oh.
It was really tasty.
Technically, Chrissy found it.
Right now, I am doing a whole life challenge with other gym members at Desert Forge.
It's kind of the worst.
CrossFit, and I can't eat sriracha.
What's wrong with sriracha?
It's got stuff like sugar stuff
something.
In it. I can have stevia. That's the only stevia.
His wife made
it taste good.
She's a baker.
She's
incredible.
And a wizard.
She made cupcakes for Chrissy for her birthday. And she bakes regularly. So, mm-hmm. you know, to say that, hey, this is literally the best cupcake you've ever made in your life is a feat.
Yep.
She made the best cupcakes I've ever had in my life from Dawn. And I felt so bad because I inhaled like three of them
in front
of my gym friend.
No, it's all good.
I was like, man you're going to so outlive
here's,
me.
Here's the problem.
I'm going to enjoy this.
It's 8 weeks long.
Oh!
Your challenges?
The challenges. It's 8 weeks long. And so the good thing is it's kind of a point system, and I've figured out a way because I have to go on tour for a week during the middle of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even that I'm worried about like sugar or whatnot. It's just eating, because another big part of it is trying not to eat super processed, like fast food. It says all fast food, or I guess it says most, because then you have certain places that
have a salad.
They do well with their stuff. Yeah, but so I'm kind of worried about that. But sriracha, nope.
Got to stay away from that.
Ketchup, nope.
Yeah.
I can have mustard. Yeah. I can't have barbecue sauce.
Mustard doesn't have artificial flavoring and all that?
I guess not. Hmm. It says, hey, go for the mustard, friend. And then I'm like, well, you got it.
Probably Dijon. Got to go Dijon.
Dijon probably has sugar in it.
Yeah.
I think it's Dijon a sweet would. Mustard. Okay. I guess that's honey mustard more than Dijon.
I don't think Dijon. I think
maybe I'm thinking of honey Dijon mustard. You know, like Chick-fil-A, they give you the honey Dijon mustard.
I love that.
That stuff, but it's so, I can't have it. I can't have it. Shout out to my fellow challenge members at Desert Forge.
Just hurting.
I know you're not listening right now, but we're in this together. It was worth it, right? There's a huge, thanks, man. There's a huge blizzard about to hit the Northeast. I'm going to correct your misspelling here. There we go. And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie just signed a bill this week which makes it legal to charge people for shoveling their driveway.
Mm.
You technically had to have a permit before.
I feel like the lazy neighbor, like in the neighborhood, you look around the neighborhood and everybody's house looks normal, right? We haven't had snow here in some time. My driveway is still covered in snow.
He's still got snow and ice in his driveway.
Yeah.
I don't get the west side.
I didn't shovel it, and the way that my driveway faces, right, the sun never hits it because, you know, it's always in the shade.
Yeah, but still, I live in the Northeast Heights. You would think
why don't you brag about it?
Everyone on my block, just nice, clean driveways.
You guys are always saying the roads are always icy.
Yeah.
Never on the northeast side of town. They're icy roads, never.
You guys get sun. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Whatever. But my driveway still has snow and ice on the drive. I'm just trying to, like, keep it for as long as I can. I don't know if that's bad for the driveway, but seriously, it's so odd and probably dangerous for all my friends.
Could be.
So, yeah, maybe a little.
We've navigated it.
Yeah.
West side's the best side, Dex.
Yep.
Get over it.
Yeah.
If you've bought a hoverboard on Amazon and you're worried it might catch fire, they're now letting people return them for a full refund.
Hoverboards are catching fire?
Mm-hmm.
I've missed this whole thing.
No, you don't know anything about this?
No, why
would I? You can't fly with them.
Now, I knew that.
Because they catch on fire.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just because it was obnoxious.
No.
Kind of like those roller shoes that people used to have.
No, they catch on fire.
Yeah, I guess when you charge them at night, they'll catch fire.
Okay.
Caleb, my oldest son, he went over to his friend's house the other day, and he got a hoverboard for Christmas. And so they were messing around. And the kid's mom only allows him to play with it in the backyard where there's just this little slab of concrete.
Mm.
And she won't let him go out on the streets, like in front of the house, because she's scared to death the thing's going to catch on fire.
They've been catching fire in malls?
Wow.
Like with the little demonstration kiosks?
Unbelievable.
Totally. Look, look at this article.
Fire.
Look at this.
Everywhere.
The U.S. government recommends hoverboard users keep a fire extinguisher nearby.
Wow.
And not to mention, a lot of people got these things for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
so they were chilling out by the Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Up in flames.
That's crazy.
I know.
All right.
Again, one more reason why it's not a real hoverboard.
Yeah.
Some people think the NFL is trying to sabotage the Patriots this weekend by having a Broncos-friendly referee call the game. They point out that Denver is 7-0 in games called by this guy.
Wow.
Over the past 15 seasons. But New England is 10-5 in that span, and they won the only game he called for them this year. So again, no.
Man, people can come up with the dumbest things and sway it to where it sounds like.
That is kind of interesting.
No, it's like all those people were saying that those footballs were deflated.
Right.
What a bunch of...
Right?
What a bunch of hooey.
Go Peyton Manning. Come on, Peyton.
Just hooey
please,
everywhere.
Please, Peyton Manning. I want that storybook ending. I really do. I don't care about the Broncos.
Explain to me the storybook. I need to know
I just feel like, you know, he's coming to the end of his, you know, he's come to the end of the road. This is it.
Boys to Men style?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we go back to the day when love was strong? I'm going to ask you to not sing while I'm singing.
I wanted to harmonize with you.
It didn't work out.
We're going to work
They're
on
gonna
that.
They're going to be here in February. Did you see that?
I saw
They're
that.
Still around.
It's a Valentine's Day concert.
Storybook ending. Peyton Manning. He's coming to the end, right?
Wait, you should play the football music.
This is.
Don't
we
have the
football
music?
We
used to until Daniel got rid of everything.
Stand by, man. Delaying stories.
Do you have more football stuff?
Well, it's important to set up the story with contextual music.
Maybe NFL. Maybe NFL.
It's not going to happen. You could just play Froggy Fresh.
There we go. I'm guessing this might be it right here.
Yeah. Make it happen. Yeah. Capping.
Here we go.
Okay.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Been in the league many, many moons. Love him or hate him, I think he's an outstanding guy and hilarious on Saturday Night Live. This could be his last season. I mean, he's hurting, man. He's been hurting. But I feel like he's still pushing, he's still trying. This will be the 17th time.
17th.
17th time Tom Brady and Peyton Manning have gone head to head.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Always epic matchups.
Tom Brady is
great
going
rivalry.
Down.
Oh, I see what you did there. You see? We all love Peyton Manning. I want him to win the Super Bowl so that he can ride off into the sunset with that ring in the air, singing glory, hallelujah, we won the Super Bowl.
Bow.
I don't know if that's what he's going to do, but I would love to see that. That's the storybook ending, because then he can retire on top of the world. I'm on top of the world! Go away, Peyton Manning.
I hope the
Go
Denver Broncos
style.
Lose.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Said it. That's right.
I have so many friends that are Patriots fans, and it just irritates me because I just don't like them.
I don't like them either. I don't like either team.
Yeah.
I'm a Chargers fan.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. See, I don't care about the AFC at all. NFC for life.
Okay. More news.
Okay.
Will Smith is joining his wife, Jada Pinkett, in skipping the Oscars.
No, my wife's not gone. It would be awkward for me to show up with Charlize. You know, so we've discussed it, and we're a part of this community, but at this current time, we're uncomfortable to stand there and say that this is okay.
It's cute that he says we. It's really
standing
cute.
By his wife.
He's totally standing by his wife, but you can tell. It's like, hey, man, you going to the Oscars this year? And he's like, no, my wife did this thing where she called them out and is boycotting it, and she's not going, so it'd be weird if I went. Mm-hmm. That's how he started.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real.
True.
Things that husbands do for their wives.
Steve-O
Thanks, Will
has
Smith.
A list that's going to make us feel really old.
Yeah. 10 video game birthday celebrations happening this year. Some of these anniversaries are really upsetting.
Also coming up on this cat day, a kitten that sounds like a goat.
Okay.
It's true. It's true.
It's Feline Friday.
Hang out with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning. Hello, cat.
Hello. Hello, cat. Go away, cat.
He said, hello, cat.
Answer your cat's questions day. That's what it is today. Thanks for joining us. 706.
High today at 54.
Oh, yeah. What's up? What's up? What's up? We got a couple great stories out of Florida this morning.
Oh, man. Excited for the new segment.
Mm-hmm. Whiskey Tango Florida.
We got another great story of a surfer who caught a wave to catch a burglar.
That just doesn't feel real. Thank you, Point Break. Thank you.
It doesn't. He's like, he sees a burglar down the beach, like stealing something from a banana stand, and then he's like, oh my gosh, I need a way to get down there. If you'd seen Arrested Development, you'd get it. I need a way to get down the beach. And then he'd be like, wait, there's a righteous wave.
Amazing.
And now a kitten who sounds just like a goat. Mommy's doing it again.
Mommy's doing it again.
Did you hear that in there?
That's a cat.
That's a kitten.
There's no way.
That's a kitten right there.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me right now.
I love the kid in the background. Mom, he's doing it again.
Doing it again.
Man, that now this is the beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah, no, thank you. Skip.
This is the latest trailer for The Witch.
No. Oh.
Man, that movie looks scary,
dude. Yeah. You just said it, and I got like chills. Yeah. No, thanks,
Dex. I'm here to remind you that we need to do traffic.
Oh,
that's right.
Maybe.
Yeah,
shut up, kid.
Yeah, that kid is that's another thing from The Witch. No accidents to report to you right now, fair people, but there is road construction everywhere. In fact, it looks like everything is moving along nicely.
Looks real
so
green
don't
over
you
there.
Don't screw this up for us, okay? Just keep driving well.
Good
okay?
job.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Mm.
Right here, Calvary of Albuquerque. It's right here on the campus.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Come have some breakfast.
Clover. I got a clover machine, bro.
You are making me want to call them.
I know. Gosh.
Really hungry this morning.
Why?
Really, really hungry.
Mm. Yeesh.
All right, Steve-O. You got a list.
I've got a list, dude.
You have this great list.
Are you guys ready to feel old? Am I the only one that grew up a gamer in here?
No, I was like, a gamer.
Okay.
I played Teo, original Nintendo.
Yeah, original Nintendo.
We had Super Mario World.
Okay, yeah. That's Super Nintendo.
I had Nintendo.
No, I'm sorry.
Mario World?
The one for Nintendo.
Super Mario Brothers?
That's the one.
All right.
And I've even played the regular Mario Brothers.
Did you call it Mario or Mario? Because you're from
Mario.
Mississippi. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have friends who call it Super Mario Brothers, and
really?
I'm like, I don't want
to
be friends with you.
Huh. That's weird.
I don't know you.
Hey, Mario.
Super Mario Brothers. No, Super Mario. I was also a Nintendo kid, although Teo, he diverted to Sega Genesis.
Sega!
Never had
the biggest 90s. Mistake of my life. My dad sat me down with the JCPenney Christmas catalog and said, I know you want the Sega because it's got a Jurassic Park game. I get that. He was like, but look at this. And then he literally turned the page, and it was the all-new Super Nintendo.
Super.
And he was like, are you sure that you don't want the
That's a good dad right there,
Because they were the same price.
Yeah.
And he was like, because look. He was like, Sega's got some cool games. But don't you like Mario? Like, don't you like Super Mario Brothers? I said, yes. And he was showing me. He was like, look, there's a Super Mario World on Super Nintendo. And there's all this other stuff. All these great things. And I chose Sega Genesis, and I chose poorly.
But your dad let you make that decision.
He did.
That's good.
My dad, I have the most legit parents.
Yeah,
you know how
people
have like psychological excuses, and it all stems from their parents. Like,
no, he's
I have
got
a
no
friend
excuse.
That had a dad die.
Yeah,
and
6 years old just wrecked everything for
just
the rest
can't,
of his life.
Oh, it's the worst. I don't want to name names.
Couldn't get over it,
but just cannot let it go.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, you know. Yeah. The whole thing, you can totally, it's like a psychological trope. You just blame it all on your parents and you're good.
He's talking about me, everyone.
Any issues, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
any
no, but
issues,
I just don't want hate mail to start pouring in on you because they're like, man, he was just really cold about some dude's dad dying.
Nobody,
no, it's not some dude, it's me.
Nobody hates me.
No, that's true.
So anyway.
Southern charm.
So yeah, like I have no, any problems that I have, they
He's got
are
those
all
parents
me.
From that
yeah.
movie.
Yep.
From that movie where you're like, man, those parents are so cool.
I hope we get to meet them someday.
But right. Seriously, my dad sat me down and he was like, make this decision, and I made the wrong decision.
Oh, yeah.
I played the fool out of Jurassic Park.
Well, then you're going to enjoy some of these because there's some anniversaries in here for those people.
Okay.
Them Sega people.
Sega.
We'll kick it off like, I don't want everybody to feel extremely old right away, so I'm just going to say this. Gears of War? Did you guys play Gears of War?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Actually, one of my favorites from the Xbox 360. Gears of War. Today celebrating, or this year, I should say, celebrating its 10th anniversary.
I was
going to
say, 20 years for Gears of War?
Nah. 10 years.
I was guessing
okay.
10 as well.
All right. Remember this one? When this came out, I was actually working at GameStop, and I remember when this came out and me just being upset with parents for life because they would come in with their 9-year-old and say, oh, yeah, I heard about this new game. It's called Grand Theft Auto 3.
Oh, yeah.
GTA 3. It was the first one in the, like, next generation series that kind of turn them into the game that we know today as Grand Theft Auto, where it's like murder and maiming and stealing cars, and it's awful and dreadful. And I'd say, this is rated M for mature, and because of this, 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 and this. Are you sure you want your 8-year-old to play it? You do. Okay, parent.
You'd
points
say,
for
don't you realize you're turning your child into a street youth?
And now we have the generation we have today because Grand Theft Auto 3 is celebrating its 15th anniversary.
Hey-o!
Yeah.
Parents, don't let your kids play that game.
It's the worst. It's the worst. March 30th, 1996, in what was the game that I think steered me to Sony, because I grew up a Nintendo kid.
Me too.
But I saw this game at Toys R Us of all places, and it was like, what is this gem of a game? This looks terrifying and dreadful. All pixelated.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil is celebrating 20 years.
Whoa!
Really?
20 years. Now, maybe you had good parents like Teo that were like, now, Matthew, you are not playing that Resident Evil. Instead,
right. I was too scared of it. I never even asked.
We're going to hit you up with some Crash Bandicoot.
I didn't play Crash Bandicoot. I didn't like the way he looked.
Crash Bandicoot also celebrating its 20th anniversary, dude.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you... Well, I think you like the way I look because I feel
I like
you,
the way you look.
You
I
judge
mean, it's
people
acceptable.
On how they look.
Yeah, I totally do. It's a surface issue what? With me.
Well, I'm glad you like the way I look. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe you weren't that that PlayStation kind of guy and you stuck to your guns and you had a Nintendo 64. I too, had a Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. Nintendo 64 this year also celebrating 20 years.
I think Nintendo 64 is one of the best consoles
I loved that
ever.
Controller.
Here it is. When Surge came back last year, the soft drink.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Surge Tankian.
No. Our listener, our fair friend Thebes, ordered me some. Got
a
me a
case.
Sent it to me. It was awesome.
It
tasted exactly the same. So much so that when I took the first sip of Surge, I was transported back to watching... WCW pay-per-views at my buddy Kyle's house, and then playing GoldenEye on Nintendo 64
Amazing.
All night.
We 20 years the Nintendo 64. How crazy is that? Now you chose poorly. Mm-hmm. You saw that catalog, and your dad said, "Bro,
Sega.
We've got to get the Super Nintendo." But I'm going to let you pick, Matthew. And that Sega Genesis came with a game, probably. If I
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Sonic the Hedgehog. One.
It was pretty fun.
I had two.
Yeah. That was really the only game that I kind of liked.
The Adventure
liked
with
Sega.
Tails.
Sonic the Hedgehog turns 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog is 25, guys.
Sega just lost the battle.
Yeah.
They sold all their characters to Nintendo.
Yeah. However, in what is probably, if we're going to get retro, super retro right now.
Do it.
For us.
Oh, I know what you're going
to Kicking
talk about.
It off. The Nintendo... Entertainment system.
The
guys.
Yes, the original.
The, well, original. The original. Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love the Zeldas.
Metroid.
Metroid is one of my favorites. And I freaked out when I found out that she was a girl.
Metroid. Duck Hunt.
Oh, well, yeah. Yes. Right? Okay, Metroid and Legend of Zelda, some of the originators on the Nintendo Entertainment System, those guys celebrating an anniversary this year as well. Metroid and Legend of Zelda turn 30 years old.
Yeah.
This year.
I'm so old.
Blessings.
30 years old.
Did you
old.
Guys ever play Rambo on Nintendo?
It wasn't the same.
I don't think so.
I loved
it's
Rambo.
Not, see, I was more of a Commando guy. Loved Commando.
Loved Commando, too.
Commando was great, right? Oh, man. Okay, but here's one that supersedes that, or precedes that, I should say. Preceding the Nintendo Entertainment System that went on to be a part, you could get it in cartridge form, but it started as a stand-up arcade machine. I'm talking about the classic, the one and only...
Donkey Kong!
Donkey Kong is the greatest video game of all time!
Nah, I didn't really like it.
I disagree. Mortal Kombat is... Mortal Kombat! Okay, sorry.
Did you just have an internal... Like...
I just did. I just had a total scene from Billy Madison go through my brain. Mortal Kombat is the greatest video game of all time. I disagree. Although it is a very great game, I think Donkey Kong is the greatest game of all time. Donkey Kong sucks! You know what? You suck! Thank you. Thank you, Billy Madison. This is why I can't remember things like, I don't know, scripture that I read.
Yeah.
Because I filled my brain with stupidity.
For you kids out there, he's quoting a movie from when Adam Sandler was funny.
Yeah, that was...
That was also like 20 years
celebrating
ago.
Celebrating the 20th anniversary of Adam Sandler not being funny. Donkey Kong's 35 years old, dude. 35th anniversary. And for the really old school who are like, psh, bro, chump change. This is lame. This is terrible. Breakout. Do you remember Breakout? It was like that stupid little bar. And it was like, boop, 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 boop. Yeah. And you had like the little bar, and you're like, oh, and you got to take out all the little lines. Boop, boop. 40 years old. Breakout is 40 years old.
Is that on Nintendo?
No, dude. Atari? Well, it was in the arcade, and then I believe it was Atari.
Yeah,
that was before my time.
The game that I remember that I played a lot on Atari was Frogger and Missile Command.
Oh, dude. Also great. Also great stuff. That was before me. The Nintendo Entertainment System was the first system I had.
Yeah.
Like, the Richie kid down the street had the Atari. And I'm like, what is this nonsense?
I had the Atari.
Yeah.
The Atari was before my time.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah, you are.
You're
apparently
not.
All of us are. So congratulations. Video games are really old. And that was back in my day when they were worth something.
My mom texted me and said what I said was very sweet.
Aww.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You feel old right now?
You guys sound like you're in the bathroom.
Oh, we are.
Really?
How did you figure that out?
You mean when
hey,
you...
Dude, but, no, when, what I remember okay. is Excitebike.
Oh,
yes!
I remember
yes.
Excitebike.
Dude, you'd like bail out and then you're like hitting the A and B to get back to your bike. Bro!
Yeah, I used to love...
Get back to your bike!
Nothing but crazy jumps.
Yep. No, dude, Excitebike.
And, so then, good. And then one more that me and my brother, he's 8 years older than me, so, you know, he had the upper hand in a lot of the games we played. But track and field, and they had the mat that
yep.
you run on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but did you ever really run on it? Or were you the kid
you
on the ground
me,
and you just use your hands?
That thing so quick.
Oh, dude, totally.
Did you
totally.
Guys ever have the power glove?
Yes. Richie
that
friend up the street.
Was stupid.
A power glove.
That thing didn't work.
For all the people that have no idea what we're talking about, it was literally a glove that was a controller. You put it on, you wore it, made famous in the movie
The Wizard.
The Wizard.
All right, guys. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
I was a big fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, if you type in Atari Breakout in the Google search bar and click on images, you can play Atari Breakout.
Whoa!
It's happening.
It's 40 years old this year.
Hey, right
40 years old
right.
this year.
Thank
you.
You
so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Oh, it's an app too, Dex.
Well, Breakout. Oh, Breakout! 40 years old, guys.
Why,
before just, our time.
I'm so excited that Nintendo is finally...
Oh my gosh.
Deo is
allow
playing Breakout.
Us to no. download yeah. it on the App Store.
The name of this website is Unblocked Games at School. You kids, good grief. This is how they connect with the past. They're like, oh man,
dude.
I'm at school. I wish I could do something else. You know what I'll do? I'll play a retro game.
Our boy,
unblocked.
Our boy Dave the Drummer, Dave, just chimed in and said, Joust, Paperboy, Space Invaders.
Paperboy was
Paperboy
great.
Paperboy was
Paperboy
a good game.
Was fantastic.
That was so much
Hated
fun.
Hated that dog that would run out.
Oh,
yeah.
my gosh.
Oh, man, dog.
I'd play that thing
Come
for
on,
hours.
Dog.
Breakout yeah. is awesome. I'm playing it. Dex, I know you said no video games.
Oh,
but...
man.
Yeah, how come this is... Wait. Time out.
It's only acceptable when we're talking about video games.
I'm reconnecting with your generation, Steve.
Oh,
after
wow.
this, after
wow.
this break is over, then it's no more video games.
Okay, yes, sir.
When you came on, Dexter, for the listening audience, you had a sheet of paper, and mm-hmm. it was like list of rules and responsibilities and roles. I mean, you were like, we're going for it. We're taking the show seriously. Mm-hmm. And the very first rule for me was no phone during the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, because when I first got here, that's all you would do. You'd be having conversations with people, but you would be playing on your smartphone,
playing
your game.
I feel like that should
no.
be impressive.
You fell down your stairs and almost broke your neck because you were playing and trying to walk at the same time.
No,
dude,
he's got a point.
Don't be jealous of my multitasking.
That's not jealousy.
You don't multitask very well. You're going to kill yourself.
He's right.
It's not okay. And it's not okay that you're 47th in the world out of like 20 million people.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's an achievement, an accomplishment.
It's not.
Dude, that's going to be on my tombstone when I die.
What are you, a member of the YouTube 47th generation?
47th in the world on this random Marvel game.
That's not a good idea. You don't want that. Look at how I am engaging in the conversation whilst playing Breakout.
Whilst. That was a good use of the word whilst.
Thanks, man.
Good morning. You there?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, kiddo!
Oh, man. Hey, yeah. Jack.
So, Matt, remember that thing about the unblockable games in school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still playing it.
Still doing it, man.
I play Atari Arcade every day.
What?
Jack.
Jack!
You're not. This was not a good idea.
You can't do that. You gotta like go to school.
And you literally type in Atari Arcade, and it gives you like Donkey Kong, Super, and Frogger, and Centipede.
I've never been more proud.
Jack, you're a smart guy.
Yeah. That's good.
Galaga. Oh, he just said the magic words right there, Galaga.
Yeah.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Yes, you can, Palin.
And Pong.
And Pong. Pong was before our time, kiddo.
I want to discuss the ramifications of this conversation, Jack. Do you feel like it was a smart idea to call in and essentially tell your parents and every adult in the world that that's what you do at school?
That's what he does at school, guys. Oh, proud of you, kid. Proud of you.
I think it's great.
You're a smart kid.
You keep it up, buddy.
You're living the dream for all of us. Living the dream for all of us.
All right, man.
Love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right.
Man, I wish my kids would call me on the radio.
Your kid's too busy making a YouTube video.
Seriously.
Boom. Stage 2. All right, I'm out.
Proud of you. Oh, man. There you go. Video games, guys. Life sucker. They'll kill you. I really did fall down the stairs playing my stupid Marvel video game.
I was playing my Marvel video game.
I missed a stair, fell all the way down the stairs, and I honestly still think I may have broken a bone in my foot.
Good.
Because it hurts.
Yep, every time that bone starts aching, you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember that you were playing that stupid game.
Mm-hmm. How many times did you guys call in sick as little kids, like, to school because, you know, that new Mike Tyson punch-out came out?
My mom wouldn't let me play video games if King I stayed
I never did.
Oh, see, my mom
was a teacher at our school, so I legitimately had no excuse.
Dude, I had it down. I had to take a really hot shower to get your temperature up and get under 17 blankets so that you're really warm. Yeah, I was terrible. It doesn't really work, kids. It actually doesn't really work.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Well, coming up,
be cool, stay in school,
and
just be like my kid. Just hack into the system at school and play video games. Apparently,
nothing wrong with that. Make it happen, Jack.
He goes to the science and math.
He probably built that computer.
Yeah, I was gonna say. That's why they're like, we allow it because you created this emulator. Congratulations, kid.
The 10 most common complaints wives have about their husbands. Let's see if you guys can guess some of these when we come back.
Oh, I'm sure I know number one.
We'll open up the phone lines, 338-3700. And we also want, Steve-O and I, we've been talking about our wives.
Yeah.
How amazing they are.
Oh, man, that's all we've been saying this morning, is how incredible they are.
And how they have so much going on in their life that they really need us.
They just need us for so many important things, like how to make a doctor's appointment for them. Oh, man, so important. So important.
All right, it's coming up on The Morning Invasion.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Major winter storm descends on the East Coast.
The X-Files return to Fox Sunday.
Do you receive any other impressions from me?
Ted Cruz and most of the other GOP candidates are campaigning in New Hampshire, where Trump has a huge lead.
It's an NFL first, a woman with a full-time coaching job.
Federal judge dismisses a defamation lawsuit against Bill Cosby.
The Region 5 administrator for the EPA, that's an area that actually covers Flint, Michigan, has offered her resignation.
In Los Angeles, officials at the zoo say a worker plunged into the gorilla pit.
Former Oklahoma City cop sentenced to prison.
President Obama plays host to several hundred of the nation's mayors.
New visa requirements for Europeans.
Britain has found that a former Russian spy, Alexander Litvinenko, was assassinated by the Russian Secret Service.
A judge in Maine grants Don McLean's wife a temporary order of protection.
Uber is at Los Angeles International Airport.
An F-16 near Phoenix has crashed in Yavapai County.
Sierra Leone has a second new case of Ebola.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Hit that podcast, subscribe on iTunes. Just type in Morning Invasion. And I believe we got the kinks worked out with the podcast. You should have it.
Yeah, it's there.
Day of.
Trying.
So hit us up, subscribe. You can also go to star88.fm, go to our Morning Invasion page, and get the podcast there. It is 7:37. Remember what the high is?
54. Thank you for asking me.
You bet.
I appreciate that you're not putting a lot of expectation on me when it comes to that, but you know that I'm ready.
Well, here's the thing. I know Steve-O isn't here right now because he's graciously walked over to get us our burritos and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You noticed I gave you a lot of things on your list.
You did. I got a huge list of stuff.
So you're busy. You know,
I'm busy. Looking up stuff.
You have to get a lot of things done.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Steve-O's list, it's maybe 2-3 things on there.
It's like, don't play video games. Color inside the lines. Use correct punctuation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's not a whole lot of responsibility. So, you know, all I'm asking is for him to just be there when I do the time. He needs to do the weather.
Look, I'm even opening the door.
Yes!
As I'm doing the show.
There we go. Thank you, Steve-O.
Coffee smells. Yeah! Wonderful. Wonderful, Steve-O.
Oh, getting our day started right.
That's right. Okay, so in our little news clip that Dex wonderfully and professionally made for us, because neither Steve-O or myself could do that.
It's true.
There's a story about a zookeeper from the LA Zoo plunging into the gorilla pit.
Yeah, I want to hear more about
this. Let's pull up this audio and so you guys can hear. Ready for this? Here it goes.
Gorilla pit this morning. News Chopper 4 was over the scene as crews rushed to get him out. NBC4's Michelle Vyas is live right now with new information from the LA Zoo. Michelle.
Michael and Carolyn, a man fell into the gorilla pit is what we heard at 7:35 when it happened this morning. We rushed over here on the ground and in the air. This is the video that we captured of that rescue this morning. This is what we've learned so far. This is a 55-year-old longtime employee who slipped and fell about 15 or 20 feet into a large gorilla pit while doing some gardening. The four gorillas were not there at the time in that area.
Boring!
They were in the bedrooms, the night quarters. They weren't out anywhere near him.
So Dad, what were you thinking of telling the kids?
I'm confused. Were they there in the air? Like,
they
were
weren't
they
in
20
that part
feet
of the
away?
Cage. They were in their night quarters taking a nap.
Boring.
Lame.
That's not even a story.
Man, okay. See, that's...
I mean, a guy fell 15 to 20 feet. That's kind of a story.
This is an example of sensationalism and journalism, guys.
Yeah, a guy fell into a gorilla pit. You think, okay, well, how did the gorillas respond to that? But
The gorillas were not home at the time.
Did they run over
busy
and help
watching
him?
Star Wars The Force Awakens
that's
in
right.
3D IMAX.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, no one cares then.
You can count on us to never sensationalize the news. If we were to ever sensationalize the news, I don't know what we would do. We would probably go outside, get in a hot air balloon, and just fly up to the mountaintop and never come back again because we don't exaggerate and we
and
don't
never,
sensationalize.
We never embellish stories.
We never embellish
just
ever.
Just truth, truth, truth.
We're that's real right. reporters, that's why.
Thank I am you. Hundreds of years old.
Here's your traffic update.
Let me refresh this map. We got road work at 98th and Avalon Road. And this is also the place where there was an accident yesterday. Or it was at least somewhere around there. Guys, road work can make you, it can sneak up on you, and you're not paying attention, and then you have an accident. So that's why I'm telling you, there's road work all around the city. You got to be very careful and pay attention to what you're doing, because it changes, like the wind. That's your look at traffic.
Today is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. So before we get into some more headlines, I don't know if you guys saw this this video that came out. I think it came out a few years ago. And this lady loves cats.
Good.
And she is trying to join the dating world.
Oh. Okay.
She was trying to make a profile and a video for her dating profile. And she wanted to tell everybody what she was all about, what her likes were. And here she is.
I love cats. I love every kind of cat. Sorry, I really love cats.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just want to hug all of them, but I can't because that's crazy. I can't hug every cat.
It's hard. It's a difficult life when you're a cat lover.
It is. It is.
There are so many domestic house cats in this world.
I just love them, and I want them, and I want them in a basket, and I want little bow ties.
This can't be real.
Oh, it's real.
This is real life.
In my bed. And I just want a house full of them. And I just want to still roll around.
Is she old enough to be on dating websites?
Oh, yeah. She's in her 20s.
Okay.
Maybe 30s. Maybe 40s. I don't know.
I have no words, man. I have no words. This is
sad. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about cats again.
Encouraging.
That's right.
Uplifting station.
I think about how many don't have a home.
That's true.
And cats. How I should have them. And how cute they are. And their ears. And the whiskers and the nose.
Save the cats.
Okay.
Is this
Save
lady's name Debbie?
The cats.
Yeah. Why?
I've got some more information for you.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh,
come on.
No.
Give us the real news.
Please.
I will as soon as you play Unsolved Mysteries music.
Oh, no.
You got it.
Good
oh,
grief.
Great.
Guys, you know I love themes. Debbie the Cat Lady. 28 million views on that video that you just heard. If you've ever been on the internet, you've probably seen Debbie. The crazy eHarmony cat lady.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again.
We are too, Debbie. Yeah, so 28 million views. Only issue, Debbie is a character.
No.
From a
no.
girl named Kara.
I love cats.
No.
She also loves duping the American public.
Well, she's making that YouTube money.
She recorded the video back in 2009 as a joke to put on her younger sister's Facebook wall. Since then, most people have realized, except for Dex, that Debbie was in fact just a character. But she remains one of the most beloved memes on the internet.
I just love them, and I want them.
Now I love Debbie, because that's epic. 28 million?
But I've just found a video of fat cats getting stuck in things, so I'm,
oh,
so
I'm
that
busy.
Girl made $280,000 on that video.
Oh, well, goodness. Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Adjust for inflation.
Good for her. Good for you, Debbie. Or
man,
what's her real name?
That
what's
makes,
her real name?
Kara.
Kara? Good job, Kara.
Okay. Way to dupe America.
See, that's what I'm saying. You have to find a great balance of realism and just extremism. Like, how could someone love cats that much and yet be so normal looking?
Mm-mm. Well, man.
Coming up on this cat day.
Nope.
A cat named Merlin won the Guinness World Record for loudest purr.
I've seen this before.
Merlin's going out on tour now with the loudest band in the world.
Are you serious
now? He got a gig with the loudest band in the world, and he is going to be going out on tour.
So you know he got the gig.
He got the gig.
He works hard, man. Does what he can.
I just couldn't.
That's comforting.
I couldn't. No.
That's comforting.
I couldn't do it, man.
What?
Couldn't do it.
You could if
you're
it was
like
beans.
Sitting there watching a TV show. You're watching some whatever, and that just overwhelmingly loud. I
wait.
Like,
let me make my purr noise.
Okay.
Whoa, that's good.
That's how I communicate with my cats.
Gosh,
that's why they like me so much.
No, my dog is wonderful. He sleeps on the edge of the couch. He chills. Last night we were watching some TV, and he just hung out. He wasn't super needy. He was just, oh, you guys there? Yeah, you're there? Okay, I'm going to fall asleep right next to you.
What did he love you eat so much? The other day when you came home? That was the greatest picture ever. That made my day.
That was his dog bed that he chewed through.
Mm.
We tried to patch and came home to, once again, destruction and carnage.
Well, that's what
right.
happens when you leave
a
dog alone.
He's
yeah,
a puppy.
There were a couple people that were like, oh, man, you got to kennel those dogs.
Should've
and I'm like,
known,
you,
bro. You got to cage that
are the
monster.
Worst. Yeah. No.
And it's
I
too
will
cold
not
to leave him out in the backyard.
Kennel my dog.
It's got fur.
He's my dog.
Yeah.
He will roam free. I'm the dumb that leaves things out. But
do you guys
really
have a sliding glass door?
Yeah. Yes.
I have one of those doggy doors that detach to your sliding glass. Do you want to borrow that?
No.
Oh. Do you have one?
I installed the dog door into our house.
Oh, yeah. So he does go outside.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
He goes in and out.
I thought he just stayed in the
wherever
house.
Wherever he may roams. Okay? Metallica.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. How's
good
it
morning.
Going?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's beer guy.
Hey!
Pause. Come on.
Get it? Pause. It's cat day.
I know. I had to share a cat story, an Albuquerque cat story.
Okay.
I have a friend who is a police officer, and about 3 or 4 weeks ago, he was telling me the story of a call that they had been issued. They went out for a wellness check on an elderly lady, And long story short, they physically removed something like 20 or 25 cats from the home. There were cats in the attic that they couldn't get to, but the cats had so destroyed the home that, I mean, it was unspeakable filth. But the part that really got me was that she had been literally sleeping on a bed of cats because they had broken apart the box spring and they were, like, overflowing in the box spring and just been sleeping on a bed of cats.
Oh, normal.
I'm sorry, not, I'm thinking about cats again.
Not surprised.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like actually a mental illness. And
yeah.
So it makes my heart hurt that you, that lady, that video, there's probably actually people who really think that.
Oh, I'm sure. But it's only with cats. You never hear like, oh, really old, lonely dog guy with 47 dogs. Yeah. You never hear about that because dog owners are normal. We love us some dogs. They're great. They're companions. They're cool. 47 cats.
Did you feel like your companion was cool when he ripped up his dog bed and spread it all over the house?
Yeah, he's a puppy.
That cat would never do that.
No, he wouldn't.
Nah, he's a puppy.
I'm not a pet person, so sorry. Yeah.
Birga.
You have no soul.
Birga, you put up that... Birga put up a picture of her daughter's breakfast, and it looked so good.
Really?
I was so proud of her. She made huevos rancheros for herself this morning, and it was so beautiful. I had to take a picture of it. 14, and that's how she does breakfast.
Good job, you.
Good for you.
Good job.
You're a good mom.
We're going to need you to come in studio when you come in, because coming up, we're talking about wives, and I feel like you're going to be the representation of all wives everywhere. So.
Wow. All right. I'll be there in 5.
Okay.
Don't blow it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we can jump into that now.
Okay.
Let's do...
So many. So many wives stories.
Yeah. So here's the thing with my wife and Steve-O's wife. They seem to have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And I think that they have a lot in common with a lot of wives out there.
Yeah.
I think that most wives are like this.
Did you just stereotype wives?
I think I did.
Okay, cool.
I think
3,700 if you'd like to hate on Dex.
No, women, it's impossible to stereotype a woman. Go ahead, Dex.
This is why all the ladies that call and go, Teo's my favorite.
It's because I'm a feminist and they trust me.
He represents all women everywhere.
He just loves let me tell everyone. All my ladies listening out there right now.
All my ladies.
Girl power, hashtag girl power. Listen to this. You know how you defy stereotypes? Be yourself.
Oh.
Welcome to America.
Gosh.
Welcome to America.
I just realized what Teo's theme song is, and it's Spice Girls. And
I prefer 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
All right. So, Steve-O and I got into a conversation the other day after the show. And,
yeah.
And Steve-O, I think you had mentioned something like, man. Why does my wife ask me to do so many things?
I mean,
I'm so busy.
I don't think it was like that.
I'm in the middle of playing this Marvel game.
Okay, Chrissy, if you're listening, this is not how it happened.
Yes, it is.
This is... Yeah. Abort this mission.
I just don't understand why she has me do all these things. And then I heard Steve-O say that, and I related. I was... My wife does the same thing.
Yeah.
My wife asked me to do so much.
We're not talking about like, hey, can you take out the trash? That's obviously a man job.
Sure.
Today's trash day in our neighborhood. I took out the trash. You take out the trash. Men, there are men things that you do. It's called doing the man things.
Yeah.
Okay? Not complaining about that.
I guess our question that we have, Steve-O and I have this question. Why is it that you guys have all of these things, like a list of things for us men to do?
The honeydews.
Why is it that the men, the husbands, we don't have that list? And I honestly don't even remember the last time I asked my wife to do something.
Right.
I never ask her to do anything.
I think it's because they do so much we just don't think about it. Like, I came home a few days ago and there were still dishes. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do these dishes before she gets home. But the second she got home, I was like, waiting for her to recognize.
Yes!
Waiting.
And that's it!
Waiting for her to recognize.
I wait for her. I know if she's coming home, if I know she's going to be home in 5-10 minutes, I will purposely wait until I see
her
pull into the driving. Like, she'll be pulling in, and I... book it to the kitchen and start unloading or doing the dishes.
Oh, sorry, you just caught me
man, you guys,
doing stuff.
Y'all have been married so much longer than me, and all I hear is just amateur behavior.
Here's the deal, bro.
That's all I
hear
is
the
just
deal.
Novices.
You know what happened? I stared, and I waited. 1 hour goes by, 2 hours go by, and I'm like, bro, we had like a church party on Sunday after, you know, like all a bunch of friends from the Lobo. There were dishes on dishes on dishes. It was a
stacked
mess. And so I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take care of all this before she gets home.
No recognition, right? No,
no. Oh, nothing. No. No, she comes in. She's doing everything. So later that night, I say, Chrissy, not sure if you noticed, but I did all the dishes in like two loads in the dishwasher, and I did all the dishes and all the like pots and pans and everything was put away. I don't know if you noticed that. And she goes, no, yeah, I noticed. Thanks.
Mm. Just like, deep words from the heart of a woman.
Yeah, no, but did you notice that I did that? Like, and she said, yeah, I guess I wasn't paying attention to that because I do that every day. It's called being a grown-up.
Okay.
That's what she said. And I said,
that hurt my heart.
Okay.
That was a punch.
Okay.
Punch.
I can take that. Mm-hmm. I'm a man.
I'm in the same boat as you, Steve-O. I really am. It's the same thing with my wife. And you said something just a little bit ago. Our wives, they do a lot.
Yeah, they do.
They do a lot. I get
they
that.
Do
I recognize
a tremendous
my wife
amount.
Does a lot.
But it's the little things.
But we do a lot as well.
Mm.
And we don't have a list. We don't have a list.
That's funny you say that. I have a list of, I'm just kidding.
Good grief. I've got a list about a list. It's a list called The Greatest List Steve-O's Ever Listed on our show.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a list for everything.
There are 30 of them.
Phone lines are jammed.
Yeah, they are.
It's all ladies.
Hello.
It's all ladies.
Good morning.
Good.
You guys are funny. So I have two comments. First of all, there is this thing called the puppy apartment for your dog. Have you guys seen that?
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's really cool. Google it. It's really, really cool.
You Google it.
Your dog. What?
Sorry, I interrupted
you. He's just being rude. Look at that. This is the first time ever.
I apologize.
So what do you do with the puppy apartment?
So it's like a kennel, but it's got two rooms in it. It's got a bedroom and a bathroom. And it teaches your dog to go to the bathroom on the other side where they don't sleep, right? So
it's like
the dog.
That's a good idea.
But it's spacious, so your dog doesn't rip things apart.
Okay.
Do you
That's
keep
good.
That in the house or outside?
Yeah.
You keep it in the house.
You keep it in the house.
Okay.
That's a smart thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
Google it. It's really cool. It's
hey, what's your name?
Apartment. Katrina.
Thanks, Katrina.
Katrina,
you're a smart gal. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Katrina.
Wait. Okay. I have another. Wait.
No, she's not done.
Her off.
She's like, no. I wanted to say something sweet before I destroy you as a wife.
That's right.
Nice try. I think the reason why women don't have a list is because we just kind of inherently know what to do. It's just kind of built into our nature.
Just shots fired.
That was good. List, though,
that was
for
good.
Us. You
that's
have a
good.
List for us men.
Shots fired.
No,
this
yeah.
That
was good, Katrina. We were so close
that,
for a minute.
But the thing is that what I've noticed, and I've been married 14 years.
Whoa.
And what I've noticed is that, yes, you guys have so much to do that we have to make the list so you guys don't forget.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm hearing what you're being a servant.
But it's not.
I think I'm done
like
with you.
Take
no!
out the trash. Hey, 'cause
I have a question.
Nice.
I have a question for you, Katrina.
Sure.
Do you make your own doctor's appointments?
Hmm. Yes.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Katrina, hang up before he starts.
Calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have two things.
Oh.
That's
She's
never
got a list.
It's never a good way to start off a comment.
That sounded just like my wife. I have two things.
That's
for
what
you.
Katrina started with, two. She had a list.
First, if you Google dog hoarders, you will find that in November 2015, there was a man in Arkansas who was eaten. He was found dead. He had died, and he was eaten by his dog. Second,
dog hoarder.
I want to thank you for showing the other side of the
you
coin.
You said that only cat lovers.
Yeah, cat people.
Yeah,
we don't call them cat lovers.
I know, and you know what? You and I, we're cat lovers, and we are united against that dog hoarder over there,
wow.
Steve-O.
I have one dog. One.
Hoarder.
All I need.
Hoarding starts with one, my friend.
He's all I ever need.
Thank you for calling.
No, she said two things, bro.
Two things.
You're not a good listener.
The second thing is, so when I got married, I had asked my husband to do something to clean up after himself one day, mm-hmm. and he looked at me and he said,
isn't that your job?
Oh, now see, no, I don't condone that behavior.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Clean up after yourself.
Did you hang up one of those signs in the bathroom that's like, you know, you see them at restaurants, like, your mother doesn't work here, so clean up after yourself.
Yeah!
You need one of those.
I don't condone that behavior.
Oh,
right. But he has now stepped up, and since I am never home enough to really utilize the kitchen, he gets to come home for lunch break. Both of the kids get to come in and use the kitchen, but my schedule doesn't really hardly ever allow me to use the kitchen, and I normally do try to clean up after myself in the kitchen.
Right.
He's stepped up and created a dish schedule for him and the kids.
That's awesome.
Dish schedule.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're a working woman, and we appreciate you.
All right, we have Birga here, and hi, Birga.
Hey, what's up?
We're just running late. Can you hang out?
Sure.
We're going to discuss.
Am I going to get a coffee out
we
of
got
the
a
deal?
List. We got a list,
we got
bro.
A list. We got a list of these are this is according to Red Book magazine. It's the most common complaints wives have about their husbands.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So
we're going to have a rebuttal for each.
Yep.
So you're going to see if I agree with the list?
Yeah. Basically.
All right.
Yep. So we'll do that next on the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Good morning, Albuquerque. Good morning, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Good morning, USA.
Hello, Vietnam.
Good morning.
Stream us right there on
Planet
our app.
Earth.
You can download for free on your smartphone.
Yep.
You can get the podcast.
Yep.
Go subscribe on iTunes. It's 8:03.
High today at 54.
Let's take a look at traffic. What do you guys say?
I think that's a good idea.
I got a couple accidents I need to talk about.
Here's your traffic update.
Earlier this morning, I said, come on, guys, let's not screw this up for ourselves, and guess what? Nah, that's a lighthearted spin on what could be horrible. There's an accident in Montgomery Boulevard and Jefferson Street. Also, an accident off to the side, I-40 East at the river or the Bosque Trail. Also, road construction everywhere. Starting to get a lot of traffic, especially on 40 eastbound and I-25 South near the Paseo exit. That is your look at traffic.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Dex.
Traffic brought to you by this incredible coffee I'm consuming. Isn't that right, fellas?
How is that even possible?
It's pretty great, unless you're Dex and you don't like coffee or good things in your mouth. I love coffee.
Solomon's Porch is what he's referring to, not the coffee itself, because that would be impossible.
So before the break here, we were talking about our wives, how amazing they are, how beautiful. How lucky we are.
I've already been texted 17 times.
I know. My wife has told me I'm not allowed to come home today.
Yeah.
And
hang on,
I need to be hanging out with you somewhere, Steve-O.
Yeah. Pretty
Dawn's,
much.
Dawn just answered me. Oh. Earlier, I said, what are Beans' questions?
Oh, no.
And she says, Beans wants to know why you have to leave the house.
Oh.
Tell him to provide for him.
That's good.
Yeah. Glad.
These are big, good questions.
Oh, that's the wrong button.
Can there, buy him food and litter.
Okay.
Birga's here.
Even
Birga. Birga. Birga.
Good morning.
What can we do to save
2 to 6?
Is there are we in trouble with the wives? I mean, is there a way to redeem ourselves?
Have we said anything horribly wrong? No answer for all wives now.
I'm not a list maker. And so I'm very curious to get into this article that you're referencing. Yeah, I think you guys sometimes get yourselves in trouble. Yeah.
Okay, but you don't necessarily have to make a list for your husband. Do you ask your husband to do a lot of things?
I don't think so.
Really?
Mm. I mean, we can ask him, but...
Anomaly.
I sincerely don't.
Or a liar.
See, I think my wife would say the same thing if I asked her, if somebody asked her, she'd be like, no, I don't ask him to do anything, because he doesn't do anything.
That's what
I don't
she
ask
would say.
Him to
I gave
do
up long ago.
Yeah.
I want it to get done.
Yeah.
You know what may be the issue at my house? My husband does not own a cell phone.
What? Wow.
Man, that's legit. Really?
No, tell me more about this magical land of awesome and nobody having to contact
me. That means that Bob's off the grid.
Not only is he off the grid, he wanted to develop a social network site called Linked Off, and no one could join him.
Man.
I think he's developed it.
He's in isolation.
He's doing an incredible...
That's good.
He's the CEO? Gosh.
He's not really making any money off it so far.
No. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no social media, no Facebook, no Instagram,
but
no
Twitter. But how do you get a hold of him?
Well, that's the key, and that sometimes causes a little conflict in my world.
No, tell me more. I love this.
I can email him at work, and if he is available, he will respond, and I can call and leave a message at work. But if he is not at work and not at our house, I cannot contact him.
Wow.
It sounds like that he has subtly put a lot of just restraints on you.
Have you ever seen Bob? He's terrifying. I refuse to say anything.
Why are you so afraid of him?
I think he's awesome.
He just stares.
No, me and Bob get along. Me and Bob get along great.
What are you thinking?
He's so gentle.
You know why it is, though? It's because I was Bob's first point of contact on this campus.
That's true.
Because the day that you started working,
that was weird.
He approached us.
That was weird.
And he said, "These are for Birga." And I said, "Thank you."
And then he left.
It was
and
flowers.
And I was like, "Oh, what a really nice flower guy."
But it was a weird.
I was like, "Oh, that was her husband?"
Yeah, we didn't know.
But
who
it took like 24 hours for us to figure out what had happened because it got kind of weird over here. Like some guy brought you flowers.
Some guy brought you flowers.
What?
Huh.
Yeah. There was no card. I didn't know it was for my husband. So yeah, but no, that was all resolved.
Yeah, crazy. My mind's blown right now.
We laughed about it later.
Yeah,
I can't believe that your husband doesn't have a cell phone.
That's great.
That's really that's 2016. Nothing wrong with that. It's just you don't hear that very often.
Do you remember back in the day when I didn't have a cell phone? You guys were so mad at me. I remember Gentry, all those guys. It was like, get a cell phone.
How long ago was that?
A couple of years.
What now?
What is this? The 90s?
09. I think it was 09. I went
really?
Off the grid. Yeah.
Huh.
Went off the grid. It was lovely.
But I want to hear this list
okay,
that you've been
all right.
teasing.
All right. This is the 10 most common complaints wives have about their husbands.
According to Redbook.
So my job is to tell you if I agree with these complaints.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, real quick.
Just provide some commentary.
Okay.
Steve-O, why don't you, have you thought about a complaint that your wife throws at you every once in a while? I want to see if it makes the list here.
Yeah, just last night we were all on the couch watching a television show that she had picked. Mm-hmm. I wasn't particularly into the TV show, so I was on my phone playing my Marvel video game. And she said, "Could you get off your phone? You're not hanging with the family." And I'm like, "Hanging with the family? We're all sitting on a couch staring at a TV screen. Mm-hmm. I'm just staring at a smaller screen 2 feet away from you."
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's
what else
do list.
I need to do?
It's like, on the list.
Okay.
Number two is he plays too many video games. Or something like fantasy football was on this list of most common complaints wives have about their husbands.
What if your wife's in your fantasy football league, though?
There's a time and place for that.
I don't play video games. I play an app on my phone.
Especially when the family, the kids are there, Rocket's there, and you guys are trying to have family time.
Family time consisted of sitting on the couch and staring at a screen watching The Flash.
Yeah, well, you play video games on your phone. I can see it right now.
Why do I need to be engaged in a television show that I'm not particularly interested in that moment?
The Flash? Who are you?
It was actually during Legends of Tomorrow. My wife just corrected me.
There she is.
I'm going to score well on this list.
Yeah.
You got this, Bierg.
Bob has no cell phone.
Yeah.
We don't have a gaming console.
Yep.
So I can't.
You don't have indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Electricity's on the horizon.
Hey, TV.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's not a football fan.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Mateo, you got something you want to throw out? You want to see if it makes the list? Because
I have an observation.
Okay.
Birga married Liam Neeson.
Let's see.
What does your wife do? Does she ever complain? Does she ever...
She doesn't seem super complaining.
She needs more help with the baby.
Okay.
Wow. More help
with
the baby. So sometimes she'll be like, "Hey, can you come get him?" Like the other day, I was doing something and Johnny like wouldn't leave me alone. He was trying to get me to hold him, but I was brushing my teeth or something like that. And I couldn't hold him. And I was like, "Dawn, will you get Johnny?" And she said, Johnny. And I was like, "He's not going to come to you." And then she walked in and she said, "See, that doesn't work."
Oh.
And so then I realized that I had done that as well.
Gotcha.
Well, that wasn't really on the list, but on this list, it says he doesn't know anything about the kids.
Okay.
Meaning smaller details like their best friend's name or what their new favorite show is.
I know everything about Johnny.
I bet you
He has three teeth.
What's his favorite show?
It's called
Baby
Einstein's. Genius Counting Songs.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
His favorite book is a little dinosaur book.
Nice.
That makes me proud.
See, this is good. You know tons.
Mm-hmm.
We're
Who's
doing
his best friend?
Me.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, I think you got that one incorrect. The true answer was Beans the cat.
Nah, Beans is terrified.
He spends
of
way more time with a...
I was going to say earlier, if you're a cat person and you need to find a way to get your cat to leave you alone, have a baby.
Yeah. Mm.
Our cats are terrified of Johnny.
We're doing the most common complaints wives have about their husbands. How about this one? A little appreciation would be nice.
I try to tell Dawn as often as I can that she is a great mom. Because I know that's like the heaviest thing in our life right now.
Being a mom.
Being a mom.
Especially with a new baby.
Birga, you know? Women want to be appreciated, right?
Absolutely. I guess every now and again in my self-pity mode, I feel that. But that's not a common trait.
Appreciated for what, specifically? Hey, look at that I cook every day, or look at how clean our house is. Or
every woman is
if
different.
If there's been a day where it's just been pretty intense with, you know, running errands and taking kids to doctor's appointments and having to deal with dinner and budget and whatever else comes around.
Budget?
Yeah.
You're the money person?
I'm the money person.
Whoa. Anomaly.
Okay. Is it?
I would think I'm the money person.
Dawn used to be the money person, but now we share it.
Nice. I'm the money person, and this is why I have to make every phone call ever, all time, ever, no matter what it is.
She's money, and I'm Penny.
Chrissy's dermatologist called Chrissy, and I called the dermatologist
This is the one.
This is the one.
Complaint.
This is it.
Tell everybody what happened.
My wife won't make phone calls.
Okay.
Like, she won't make phone calls.
Okay. Because she doesn't like to make phone calls? She just
I don't
like
know.
Talk on the phone,
maybe she thinks I talk, since I talk for a living, I talk better
you
or something.
You do talk a lot, so maybe.
But, like, I'll call not knowing anything about the situation. Well, what is it? Well, I just, you know, the kids and this and that, and you got to take care of this. Okay, but I don't have any information. Okay, it's okay. But I'll find myself on the phone with, like, the dermatologist or, like, one of our kids' coaches or something trying to figure out a situation, and I'm doing this number. Okay, and they'll ask me the most basic question. So, what seems to do, and I'll go, oh, that's a really great question. I don't know. My wife's the one that really wanted to call you, but she's not. So, hold on just a sec. Chrissy, they want to know blah, 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 blah. Okay, talk. Okay, cool, thanks. All right, okay. Let me just reiterate what my wife literally just said. Mm-hmm. Because she said it 8 feet away, but she won't say it into this receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know why this is.
I don't know.
Can I tell you the psychology behind this?
Yeah.
Please do.
Please tell me more.
Chrissy is also a principal of a school.
She is? Mm.
She has a lot of responsibility.
She does. Yeah.
She's not only that, but she goes around the state and leads conferences.
She really does. She did that just this last week. Yeah. She's delegating
New Mexico responsibility.
What she has done.
Education something, Association of Life and
because
Skills.
Because she's used to having a secretary at work.
Oh.
She had to establish a secretary
wow.
at home.
Wow.
There you go, Steve-O.
You have been delegated to, my friend.
There it is, buddy.
I'm husband secretary?
This is all making sense now.
Oh, no. How did I get this gig?
You married her. You married it. You said it'd be all right.
I did.
Yep.
I do like talking on the phone. And I'll usually make it comical, especially if I have no knowledge about a situation, but I'm still the one that's required to call for some reason because mm-hmm. Chrissy doesn't want to. I will totally make it comical and say, yeah, honestly, I have no idea, but my wife is 9 feet away from me and won't call. So hold on. Let me just be the third person in this conversation.
Can I make a crazy suggestion?
No.
I'm so practical.
Please do.
Beer good go.
Let's say, for example, Chrissy says, hey, can you call the dermatologist?
Yeah.
Before you pick up the phone and dial, say, sure. Tell me what you want me to relay.
Wow.
Or tell me what you want me to ask.
That's great advice.
Clarity that can be given only from a feminine perspective.
Write that in your book.
But why is it the wives won't make phone calls?
Mine does.
Don't make phone calls. But she's asked for some help in that. It's a task that takes a lot of time.
She's great at delegate. She does delegate quite regularly.
She's busy.
She's great at it.
But
she
just,
really
just
is great.
Ask. Say,
and you know what it is,
am
too.
I making an appointment? Am I checking on lab results? Am I, what
I just
am I
don't
doing?
Understand. Usually, like, she's cooking, and she's helping with the kids, and she's doing that. I'm on the couch playing video games, and she's like, hey, can you make this phone call? And I'm like, I'm obviously busy. Yeah, I mean, am I right? Gosh.
Just pick a better time.
So demanding.
That's why I'm saying, Steve-O, you got to get off that stupid phone.
Nah.
Because you're always on it.
Maybe that's what she just assumes. Since I'm always on my phone, I always want to be on it with strangers.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah.
338-3700. Hello.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Girl, I need clarification. Is her name Birga?
Oh, yeah, here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, Birga.
Birga.
This is Birga. She's on from 2 to 6.
Like a cheese short of beer gut.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Birga.
She hasn't heard that every day since she was like 6.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I am German. I'm not fat. There
derailed by
we,
your...
Are we all clear now?
I like that clarity.
I am German. Okay. I'm not fat.
Wow. Good morning.
Good morning. Not sure if it was... I think it was Steve-O, but...
Yeah, it's always
going to
be Steve-O.
Very much stereotyping.
Yeah.
Women. Because I am the one that makes the phone calls. My husband doesn't like to be on the phone. I'm the one that also... takes care of the money, so...
Well, maybe you need to turn him in for a new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I take a second to empower you?
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Thank you for all your hard work.
She's got to stand up for those women out there that do all the work. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you calling in and doing that.
Well, my husband, actually, he's the one that does the cooking. I don't like to cook. He does the cooking.
So you guys have a good split on responsibility.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So what I'm learning is I should take these responsibilities, since Chrissy does literally everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to have them too?
Mm-hmm. Don says,
I don't like that.
Don says the reason this happens with Chrissy is because she's just so tired of having to do so much, she's just screaming for some sort of break from responsibility.
Wow. Yeah. That's true.
That's intense.
She has 4 boys, you know? Three kids and me. Mm-hmm. So
and
I just,
Rocket the dog.
And Rocket, 5.
Oh, God
Gosh.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, she's really the queen of the universe. She's amazing. So
let me
yeah.
do a couple more of these here. Get through these. Most common complaints wives have about their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, we established that. He plays too many video games.
Yeah.
Number 3, we have the same arguments every day.
Okay.
It's the same thing every day because us men, we have short-term memory loss.
Yeah.
There's something in the brain, it's actually science, that says the woman's brain is actually bigger than the man's brain.
That's not,
Pause.
I don't think that's actually science.
That's opposite of science.
I think that's not science. I think you just made that up in your small brain.
It's science. It's science. Google it, okay? Hit the Googler. It's there.
It was a study that Abraham Lincoln published on the internet.
Yes.
Yep.
That's absolutely.
What was. That's what
wait,
it was.
Wait, what's this? Wait, Birga?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that a joke?
I think Birga just made it funny.
Was that?
Oh,
it's
man.
The first one ever. Yes.
Yeah, good job.
She tried to get it. She did. What you guys didn't say, she tried to give Steve 05 and it didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. I missed it.
Oh. Sorry. I was looking the other way.
By the way, I made up a Christian response to that.
Oh.
Did I tell you guys about this?
Yes. I love this.
You hold up your high five and somebody doesn't return it. Like, say you look away, you're like, yeah, man. And then you go, hey, bless you.
And you just tap
them.
You just tap, the,
I was
tap
too
their
far
shoulder.
Away,
you just tap them.
Yeah.
You hold it up and you go, healing you right now.
Praying for
Lord,
you.
Lord, heal them.
Yep.
Heal
That's
them.
Praying for you.
I like that. All right. And the number one most common complaint wives have about their husbands. He never helps around the house.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
A score study, on this one. I can't say
it. It was a study in 2013 found women spend 18 hours a week on chores, and for guys, it's only 10 hours.
Mm.
Only.
Something happened in my life when Johnny Danger was born.
It's called diapers.
It removed Dawn from the equation.
Yeah.
What
the
happened,
helping around
Dawn
the house equation.
Used to clean... Like, she would be like, boom, and it was just clean.
I miss you guys living
with
us, seriously.
When we moved out here, we lived with the Jeters.
Dude.
And they would come home and be like, what
I would
happened?
Cry every day, and now I cry for different
but
reasons
But she did
every
that
day.
Because when she gets bored, she just cleans.
She just cleans.
So then we had a
Spotless.
Baby. And that ended. And so then it became time for me to have to rise to
Step
the occasion.
Up. Yeah.
You know those silly little signs you were referencing that you hang in the bathroom or whatever?
Yeah.
There was a sign I saw years and years ago, and it read something like, my house is clean enough to be happy, No, I'm sorry. Clean enough to be healthy, but dirty enough to be happy.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, that's a cop out.
There you
lazy
go.
Lazy people. Yeah. And then I'm like, where can I get that for every room of my house?
No, that's us. That's us.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. I was calling in reference to the wife list.
Yes.
I would like to. Did you read the whole list already?
Well, not all of them, but go ahead. Shoot. Maybe there's one on here.
Okay, well, no, I just would like to say that somehow I found the perfect man because he does absolutely nothing on that list.
Oh, good
I'm
for
with
you.
I'm with you.
Congratulations.
Good for you. That's just great. Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
I feel
that
like we should
amazing.
Have this moment to celebrate it because I still complain about him and he's still perfect. So
you know what the fun? See, and the funny thing is, that means he's probably got a top 10 list.
Unbelievable.
You're the one on the list.
No,
congratulations.
Okay, I'm sure he's not listening. Sorry. I'm sure he loves you guys, but he's not listening. So even still, I'm going to shout out to Adam, and I'm going to say you're amazing, and I love you. And he does a ton of housework, so that makes up
That's
for
awesome.
Every other
So kid. Perfect.
Awesome. Congratulations. So you did it. You did it.
I hope she goes to jail.
Me too, Pedro.
Guys. And I love the show. You guys are hilarious.
Thank you so much.
We love you too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right.
Also on the list, the credit card statement is always a surprise.
Oh, see, that's not, I'm not on that list.
No, I'm not either. Yeah. We have too much debt for that nonsense.
Another one, he brings too much junk food into the house. His family drives me nuts.
Oh, okay.
Man.
See, I'm not on
he
that
drinks
list.
Too much.
Not on that list.
Water?
That's not possible.
Continue.
That's it. There it is. There's
that's
your
the
list.
He drinks too
he
much
drinks
is
too
the last
much.
One?
Yeah,
I feel like you're missing a very, very big one, but that's...
What do you got?
I see it on the list over there, but I feel like...
Did I miss one?
Yeah, you did.
What did I miss?
He always wants to be intimate.
Oh, I did.
I
miss
saw
that one.
I saw that one on the list.
Yeah,
it is there.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely on the top 10 list.
We need that.
Yeah,
we need to be intimate,
guys.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time, guys.
Love you. Love you. All the time. All day.
What's housework? All the time,
guys. You know what I did this morning?
I don't know. Considering where we've just been in conversation, you can keep that one, man.
What I'm trying to do is dig us out of this conversation.
Oh, gotcha.
Some of us aren't fixated on that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
He's an anomaly, guys.
What I've done this morning is sneaky took out the trash.
Oh, nice.
Well played.
Because one of the biggest things, here's what I've learned. Encouragement to dudes out there, especially if you've got a newborn or if your wife is pregnant or if she's just a normal woman and you don't do anything at home.
Yeah.
You find little things to do, and you do them at like times where nobody would expect it. For instance, I was a little late coming to work this morning because I realized the trash was full.
Mm.
Now, then you have to say, well, okay, she'll get it later. But then you think, wait, and you stop, and you say, is she going to take that out while she's holding Johnny and have to go down the stairs and walk all the way out? And it's like, no, because Panda will try to run outside, and then a meteor will crash on Albuquerque and everybody will die. But if I take the trash out now, that won't happen.
Good man.
So that's what I did this morning.
Good man.
Also, Dex, that's why I was late. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's all right, man. If you're doing stuff like that, you can be late any day.
Cool, man. Trash goes out every morning from now on.
Thanks, Bjerga.
Sure. I don't know if I was very helpful. But
No, you were. You have the perfect marriage. Your husband's like the
husband's
perfect
great.
Guy who's off the grid.
You're the anomaly. Congratulations.
Guys, tune in to Bjerga every afternoon.
2 to 6.
2 to 6.
Come in.
Hey, thanks.
All right. When we come back, we have some stories out of Florida that we're going to get to. Some really good stories.
New segment I'm so excited about.
It's a special cat day.
Yeah.
And so we got more cat stuff.
Yeah.
Coming up next on The Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Major winter storm descends on the East Coast.
The X-Files return to Fox Sunday.
Do you receive any other impressions from
Ted Cruz and most of the other GOP candidates are campaigning in New Hampshire, where Trump has a huge lead.
It's an NFL first, a woman with a full-time coaching job.
Federal judge dismisses a defamation lawsuit against Bill Cosby.
The Region 5 administrator for the EPA, that's an area that actually covers Flint, Michigan, has offered her resignation.
In Los Angeles, officials at the zoo say a worker plunged into the gorilla pit.
Former Oklahoma City cop sentenced to prison.
President Obama plays host to several hundred of the nation's mayors.
New visa requirements for Europeans.
Britain has found that a former Russian spy, Alexander Litvinenko, was assassinated by the Russian Secret Service.
A judge in Maine grants Don McLean's wife a temporary order of protection.
Uber is at Los Angeles International Airport.
An F-16 near Phoenix has crashed in Yavapai County.
Sierra Leone has a second new case of Ebola.
You know, heartwarming stories to get you going on a Friday.
That's why we do this thing called the Morning Invasion.
Yeah!
Good morning. It is 8:35.
High today of 54 degrees, people.
Today is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Gosh.
It's okay, buddy. It's all right. It's okay. There you go.
Man, I'm happy to say that. This is the sound I get out of Beans the most. Mm-hmm. Purring. Yep. And then he'll go, meow, when he's hungry. He makes like this weird squawk noise.
It's almost like an owl.
Yeah.
Well, there's a cat named Merlin. Merlin the cat won the Guinness World Record for loudest purr. And because he won that world record, he is going out on tour. There's a band. I don't know if you can guess which band it is, but there's a band that decided we need to take this cat out on tour with us.
Gwar.
No.
Metallica.
Nope. Nope.
Miley Cyrus.
Nope.
Poison. Let's look find what the out. Cat dragged in.
Nope.
They were the first rock band to be deemed the loudest in the world. He is the world record loudest cat. And now, they're together on one concert tour.
Feline Productions presents
The Who with Merlin the Cat. England's own The Who.
Merlin!
And Merlin the Cat, the Loud and Proud Tour. Get your paws on tickets soon.
I was seriously well thinking done. That was a real story.
Good grief.
You had me going.
Have you heard that, or have you seen the video, like, of that cat purring, though?
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's...
Not that one. Merlin. The loudest purr in the world.
Yeah.
I thought that was Merlin.
That was... That's
not Merlin. No, that thing you were hearing in the background. No. Oh my gosh, it's up to me to save the day again.
No, it's okay. We don't have to.
Was
it this one? Was it this one right here?
That is a hit.
That's not good.
Okay, cat, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Okay. Would you make this available to the youths?
Cue the kitty.
This is Merlin, who I've had from a kitten. He was a rescue cat.
Listen to that.
He's always purring loud.
That's
even
a purr.
When you're not stroking him, he'll sit. And purr.
I guess something's stuck in his throat.
Yeah.
Never really thought anything
Look
of
Look at the intensity of his eyes.
Okay. Obviously, the Guinness World Record.
We became. Those.
And all my friends and family have urged me to try and get him into the world record book. What? So, my New Year's resolution this year was to see if he is actually a Guinness World Record.
This was published back in 2013.
You know, I feel like we're just making dreams come true. We're helping people realize their dreams because if you want your cat in the Guinness Book of World Records for the loudest purr, you dream it. You make it happen.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again.
Okay. Man.
Okay.
Man.
We have some great stories to get to, so let's do some news.
Yeah.
News. Thank you, Steve-O. He's always got to have your moment.
I don't get it, but
I phrased
I'm just going
that
with it.
On purpose, just like that.
I don't get it, but I'm going with it.
Okay.
Universal Pictures, Universal Studios, has shifted the Tom Cruise starring Mummy movie to a prime summer slot.
Ooh!
They've announced their newest reboot of The Mummy, starring Tom Cruise and Sofia Boutella from Kingsman, has moved its release date from March 24th, 2017 to June 9th, 2017. Also scheduled to open that summer date, obviously subject to change, are the sequel to World War Z. I bet that'll get bumped back because it just lost the director. Mm. And the Divergent series, Ascendant. Not much is known about the new movie, which is still in pre-production.
I was reading some comments yesterday about Tom Cruise being announced.
Yeah.
They were not happy.
Really?
The majority were not happy.
I'll tell you what, man. Growing up, you know, I wasn't allowed to watch super crazy movies. Yeah. I grew up a huge horror movie fan, but the classics. I still own all the from the 1930s. Yeah. I own them all. Frankenstein, Wolfman,
he's also
the Mummy,
got a legit collectible
Dracula.
Collection from the old monster.
I really do. From the 30s and 40s, Boris Karloff. Because at that time, it was a different world, my friend. Was. There was reverence and respect for Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, they're really, and I mean that. Or at least, quote-unquote, religion, you know, for Christianity. Whether it be Dracula and the holy water and, you know, the cross. And it was a different time period where they were classic horror films and suspenseful and not just gore and gross and whatever. I hope they do that with The Mummy. I want to see, like, if they're going to remake it and redo it, keep it kind of classic, you know? I hope they do
now,
that.
Now, I enjoyed the Brendan Fraser Mummy series.
Those are fun.
I love
them. And by
those.
Series, I mean, I think I watched the first two. I can't remember the third one.
Yeah, my kids have not yet seen those. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where Scorpion King came. I know, right? Because they are a little more.
I feel
more
like they're like Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong
they
with
still,
those.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what it is. Maybe.
Well, I'm excited about Tom.
Initial reports suggest the film will be set in contemporary time and the mummy antagonist might be a female. So you can throw that classical view on it.
Tom Cruise's latest movie, The Mommy.
The Mommy?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what The Rock
female
would be
antagonist.
Making.
Yeah.
He went from Scorpion King to The Mommy.
Yeah.
The follow up to The Tooth Fairy.
Hey guys, we need I feel like we need to lay off the cat stuff because I just got like this emergency text from our friend Darla, listening here in the ABQ.
Hey Darla.
Who said, "My cat Jet just attacked the radio when you started playing the cat audio."
Well.
So she just sent me a photo of said cat attacking the radio.
Good.
Are
was
we liable
Pickle?
To?
It was Jet. It wasn't Pickle.
Yeah.
They have a cat named Pickle.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Merlin. Merlin, settle down.
Yeah.
In other movie news, Mark Ruffalo accidentally let it slip that old Kate Blanchett's going to be playing the villain in the new Thor movie.
Yeah.
Guys,
incredible actress.
I am so excited about everything in this world.
Yeah, dude.
There's a lot of good things happening.
Cate Blanchett is an incredible actress.
I gotta say this, though. I'm a little concerned for my Marvel movies.
What?
Wonder Woman is coming out 2 weeks before Spider-Man.
What's wrong with that?
And Thor is coming out 2 weeks before Justice League.
Well, that's cool, right? What's wrong with that?
I just want all of them to make the money so that I can continue to watch them.
Oh, they will. They, you know, they're pros. They do that on purpose. There's a reason why.
Come Marvel on. Will always win.
Yeah.
They have Batman. They've got Superman. Yeah.
And that Wonder Woman trailer looks good.
Yeah, the footage that was shown, it does look good. Now, we got some local news. Local Navajo code talker Alfred James Peaches died at age 90.
Aww.
And it says local, but this is in Arizona, right?
No, it's here, I think.
It says Arizona.
My bad.
Still
flags will
maybe
be
he was from
local-esque.
Arizona.
Yeah. Flags will be lowered across the Navajo Nation in honor of another Navajo code talker who has died. Tribal officials announced Wednesday that Alfred James Peaches died last Saturday at a Flagstaff hospital at age 90. Tribal President Russell Begay commended Peaches for defending the United States in World War II.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Their stories are absolutely compelling.
Yeah.
When I worked at Quantic Broadcast Corporate, I got to hear some incredible stories.
That's
about
awesome.
Them.
Yeah. He used a code based on the Navajo language that stumped the Japanese. He was born in Shanto, Arizona, and was among hundreds of Navajos who served as code talkers. He was part of the 6th Marine Division from 1943 to 1946. He survived by his wife, Jeanette, two sons, two daughters, 5 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild.
Amazing. Thank you, Alfred James, for your service.
Yes.
It's a troop salute.
Standing up.
Troop salute.
Standing up for that.
We love you. Thank you for your service, sir.
You said you had a local thing you wanted to do, right? One of you?
I got 10 weird things people only from New Mexico will get, or 10 things that people in New Mexico do.
We'll
That's
do that.
Coming up.
We'll do that in 9.
Okay,
we'll
because
9:00.
I have well, one thing that only local to the ABQ people will get, and I'm going to make it a mystery.
Okay.
Mostly because we're non-com, so I can't say where this is going on.
All right.
But a pair of ABQ gas stations are in the midst of what appears to be a price war.
Ooh.
Yeah. A war on prices.
Yeah, that.
Wow.
Dex's sounded better than mine.
Yeah, it did.
He's also got the technologies.
Two. Oh, gosh, that baby. I always think that's Steve-O.
Speaking of terrifying, we got to talk about what happened at 5 a.m. coming up.
We're going to, but okay. Right now, we got to learn about this.
Yeah, tell us.
Two gas stations are in the ABQ are deadlocked at $1.46 per gallon.
Wow, that's cheap.
You're like, Teo, tell me where this is.
Nope.
Non-com.
Can't do it.
Find out on your own, Scooby-Doo.
So they just keep going back and forth, lowering the price or what?
Listen to these quotes. Driver William Clark says, immediately got over and filled up.
Yeah, right.
Driver Gilbert Terran says, this is a good deal. They're in a price war, though, these two gas stations. Mm-hmm. That is
compelling news.
This is compelling.
So if one drops
the
price.
This is very compelling.
If one drops the price, then the other one says, I got to drop the price.
Yeah. 2 cents lower.
I guess the one place was the only convenience store in the neighborhood, and it was all by itself. It was a little island. And then this other place came around, and more of a corporate scenario.
Oh, kind of like
a... And now we're in a price war. And so one will drop, and the other will drop. And then one will drop, and it's back and forth. And people are just like, I'm getting those deals.
Yeah.
Give me those deals.
Yep. It's always odd to me when, like, if you, anywhere in the neighborhoods, all right, in the hoods of life, you drive somewhere, and on one corner you'll see, like, Walgreens.
Yep.
And then literally on the opposite corner, CVS.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that just hurts everyone.
Where the Home Depot and Lowe's.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're like across the street from each other, like, ha ha, I got you, man. But I feel like, I don't know, I'm the convenience guy. I don't care. If I'm in a lane and one of them happens to be on the right side of the road, guess where I'm going?
Yeah.
The one that I don't have to try and make a left
the
turn to get to.
It's more convenient.
Yes. Right.
So average prices.
Totally.
The average price for gas in Albuquerque is $1.70. So this is
actually
a bit lower than the average.
Wow. Okay.
It says that the average person will be filling up their tank, 14-gallon tank, for $25.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is it 1999?
You know what?
Are we going to party like it's 1999
at the gas stations? Here's something that's happened that I'm interested to see how it goes. Iran's sanctions have been lifted.
Yeah.
And the last time that they didn't have those sanctions is when gas was under $1.
So don't tease my heart, man.
I'm interested to see how that goes.
Quit playing games with my heart.
I never will.
With my heart.
And I guess...
With my heart.
In the last little bit of gas news, this is not local, but some thieves in Australia tried to siphon some gas out of a bus last week. Mistakes were made.
Oh, no.
They stuck the hose in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh,
started
boy.
Siphoning out of the sewage tank.
Oh, okay. No!
That's exactly how you want your day to go.
Oh.
The cops are trying to track them down.
Oh. Yeah.
Fail. Yeah.
Snuck up to this bus in the middle of the night, stuck a hose in the tank, started siphoning, trying to get the gas flowing, and they had put the hose in the wrong place. So instead of siphoning gas, they siphoned out sewage. And the police sergeant says, quote, we can infer they made a very hasty retreat with a somewhat bitter taste in their mouth.
Oh, comedy for days.
Yeah, I like that.
Comedy for days. Good job.
I guess they're still trying to track them down, though.
Wow.
They are on the loose.
Man. Mm-hmm. The bathroom bandits.
The refuse of society.
Steve-O, let's head on down to Florida.
Okay.
This is a new segment.
What will be my new favorite segment on Fridays?
Yep.
I like to call this Whiskey Tango Florida.
Dum, 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 dum.
We say why Florida? We say because all the best stories come from Florida.
We say because why not?
Some people are calling this guy crazy. I dare call him hero. It's rare that I would side with a bad guy. But is he a bad guy?
Let's find out.
It's up for you to decide. 58-year-old Wendell Joyner.
Solid name.
Of Cocoa, Florida.
Great.
Cocoa!
great weather this time of year in Cocoa, Florida.
He was sleeping last week when he caught a sniff of... Is that smoke? The house is on fire! The house is on fire! He ran out. He escaped. But wait! He is a dog owner. And as we learned this morning, loyalty. When it comes to dogs, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's your dog, bruh! His three dogs were still trapped inside. He tried to go back and save them, but there was way too much smoke. Firefighters, police joined the scene. They're going in there, and he's like, "My dogs! Who let the dogs out? Hopefully you!" The cops told him to stay back, let them do their job. They're trying, and he's like, "My dogs!
Sir, step away.
Please."
He was afraid.
Get the dogs.
They were too focused on doing their job of putting the fire out to go back in and save his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he took matters into his own hands, like a true American hero.
Floridian.
Ooh. He grabbed a firefighter's axe from a firefighter.
Took
it from the firefighter?
And threw it through a front window.
Window.
But before he could jump through.
Window, threw it through the window.
To get his dogs. The cops tackled him, bro.
Oh, no.
And he was arrested for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. And being a hero.
What happened to the dogs?
Thankfully, the firefighters did get the dogs out safely.
Okay,
they are all okay. However, Wendell, a little worse for wear.
He threw his life out the window. I got this all day.
Here's what Wendell had to say about it.
My defense was I was trying to save my dogs. Yeah. I got out of the house, period. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, my dogs are in there.
Yeah.
So I went back in the house. I think at the most he should have took me aside, and if he felt that it needed to be, cuffed me and put me in his squad car until things settled.
Mm-hmm. Not arrest me. You know, put me in the cop car, but don't arrest me.
Side note, he was intoxicated.
Oh.
Yeah. Side note. So, it's easy to say, like, if they had just taken me aside and taken those moments, they're precious moments, and that, there's no time. Mulder, no time.
Did you say, are the dogs okay?
Dogs are okay. Firefighters did wind up saving his dogs. But, guys, if your house is on fire and there are precious items in the house you want to save and there are professionals whose job it is to take care of those things, let them do their job. Gosh. That's what I say. Wendell, I salute you for being brave and wanting to go help your dogs. I feel like it went awry when he stole a firefighter's axe and threw it through a window.
Not me. I feel like he was just standing up for America.
Oh, Whiskey Tango, Florida, out.
That's pretty good.
He threw it through a window.
Threw it through the window. Went back in to save them dogs.
I went out to the house and I was like, oh, dang, dude. My dog is in there. So then I was like, I better get back in there. And then I realized it's on fire and what. So I was like, give me that. Hey, can I use that real quick?
Gosh.
So then when I was a kid, I used to throw axes and stuff. And so I was like remembering Florida. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I helped out when they was building Disney World. They asked me to
Somebody stop this man.
They did stop him. They sent him to jail.
They arrested him.
He's in jail. But I mean, okay, do you blame him? He had dogs in there.
And he was drinking.
He was intoxicated. Side note, the fire was started from an exploding television. Florida, bro. I'm never moving to Florida.
I've been practicing my axe throws on the TV.
I'm just saying, exploding Florida, highly intoxicated gentleman.
I'm just
three dogs in the burning house.
I'm not a fan of that Drew Carey on The Price is Right. I want Bob to come back, and it ain't been the same.
Yeah.
And I love Bob Barker.
I just don't understand why. How did the TV explode? I don't understand.
Oh, dude, no one understands. It's Florida.
You know?
What's to understand?
I mean, if you had a hoverboard, I could see that happening. But
caught fire. TV. Yeah.
Whose TV explodes?
Okay. Let's say, we all know Teo loves Beans and Panda.
Teo.
Teo, you're outside. There, your wife and child have made it safely outside.
I would have already been back in the house.
Really?
Yep.
You would have scaled that apartment complex and been in that building.
And you
building.
Know why I would have scaled it? Because I can.
CrossFit?
Yeah. No. Listen. When, it was a sad circumstance when that officer got shot. My buddy Matt came back. Matt Hannum. Mm-hmm. My friend that used to be part of the APD, and then he moved to Oregon, and I miss him. Mm-hmm. He came back for the funeral. It was real sad and stuff. But I had let him use our car or something. And I got dropped off at home, and I was waiting. I was like, well, no, I had the car, but he had the house key. I was waiting, and I was like, ah, man, he's not going to be home. And we were supposed to go to the gym together. So I'm waiting, and then I was like, I wonder if I could, because we live on the second floor, and I was like, I wonder if I could get up there, like if I ever had to.
Watch this.
Famous last words. Yeah.
Famous last words.
Dex, I got it. Yeah, I scaled it, and I could do it right now.
Parkour?
You don't go outside?
Okay.
What you want to bet I can't climb that tree right there?
I'll watch.
No, you won't climb it.
Teo is an anomaly.
No,
he's
for real,
the one guy in Mississippi who says watch us and lives.
I live with it. It's because watch I'm hundreds this. Of years old. And I will never die. That's a promise.
Oh, man. That's good.
Oh.
That's good stuff right there.
Thank you, Florida, for all the best stories.
Yes, thank
you. All the best.
We got more cat stuff on the way.
And New Mexico's not off the hook, man. New Mexico's not off the hook. We had our Whiskey Tango Florida story.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
New Mexico, I got a list for you, my friends.
That's right.
My friends! Got a list.
All right, 338-3700 is the phone number. Give us a call. It's a morning invasion. Hang out with us.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The morning invasion will be right back.
House of Heroes, satisfied. Teo, give the details.
Thursday, February 11th at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are $10 at the door, and space is limited. I'm very excited about playing that song. I was going over it last night. I hope that you will come out.
I'll be there.
You're going to come?
Yeah, you told me I could sing backup vocals.
Okay. Only if you know the third harmonies, because there's right. already some incredible harmonies going on in that song.
I play a wicked tambourine.
Okay.
That's just the taste, my friends. If you've never heard House of Heroes, it's good stuff.
Speaking of people playing a bunch of instruments, our dear friend Beanix just came by to say, hey, you want me to bring that accordion this Sunday to Knob Hill? Because I'm playing the mandolin already.
Oh, man.
I love that,
that
dude.
That guy. Man.
Plays a bunch of instruments.
If I could be just a tenth of him. Just a tenth. Good morning. It's the morning invasion. Star 88. My name is Dex. To my left is Steve-O. To my right is Mateo.
Teo.
We would like to thank everybody that posts on Facebook.
Yeah.
We love feedback. We love hearing from you guys. What you think of the new show. If you guys have questions, concerns, what are they saying?
Well, Victoria says, okay, I like cats. That's enough of the cat video and cat stuff. And then Dex replied, nope, we have to give equal love to the cats.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We sure do.
To which she replied, I have a cat and I love him, but the cat bit has run its course today. Sorry, Dex. But I just wrote back and said, no, it hasn't. Teo.
Cat person.
That's right.
And I'm not a cat person. I'm not a cat person.
Debatable. I've been present for all the hours of the morning show this morning. Feel like it's you're steering toward cat land, my friend.
Mm.
No.
Into the cat land.
I'll never have a cat.
It's okay.
I'll never have a cat.
Mm.
I'm allergic, by the way.
Hi today at 54.
I
was waiting. You just see, I mean, the music ended. You just didn't never let me do my job. People need to know what the high today is.
Hey, man. Calm down with all that weather business.
People need to know.
You have to follow the formula or it doesn't work.
Well, if somebody would use the proper formula. It's like we're trying to make Nestle quick, but you just never put chocolate in the
milk. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Steve-O.
Yeah.
How many hours of radio have you done in your life?
Oh my man. Gosh. Here it comes.
I would say,
here it comes, everybody. Here it comes.
How many hours of radio have you done?
Well,
divide by two. Carry the seven.
Well, you can just carry sit there the and do seven. That, but it's not going to even come close to where I'm at. I have over 12,000 hours of radio. Buck and I have put in over 12,000 hours of radio just together. Just together.
But how many of that, you know, how many of that was good?
How many hours how many it takes hour, to master
Do you want good radio
skill?
Hours or just hours 10, of radio?
10,000 hours. I have over 12,000. Buck and I have over 12,000 hours.
I'm still not done doing the math. Sorry.
Do you really?
Yeah.
12,000?
We calculated it.
Yeah.
Over 12,000 hours.
I feel like I've got, good. I've good, got at least 4 hours, so it's pretty good for me. Guys, we posted a video that Dex found on our Facebook, because here at the Morning Invasion, we're all about making an exit, and you have to know how to do it. But like Steve-O reminded me, pride comes before a fall.
It does.
Please go watch the video.
It does.
And like it. Because it's also going to be all over every news, daytime news outlet in the world today.
Yeah. You'll love it. You're going to love it. It'll make your day.
You're going to love it.
And I think we can all relate because, yes, pride does come before the fall.
Mm. Actually, haughty eyes come before the fall. Pride comes before destruction.
Oh.
If we're going to be... If we're going to be dotting the I's and crossing the T's, that's what it says.
Yes. When I was looking at, I always look at, you know, the viral videos, all the videos that come out, and I found this other one. If you have an iPhone, then you know about Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Siri can beat bucks. And this guy, he's a professional beatboxer.
Nice.
So okay. He got Siri involved
Siri,
with
what's
his beatbox.
The 10th power.
Let me check that. The answer is 100000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
did too, but I was like, am I going to do this or is Teo going to do
like
this?
Oh.
I thought you were going to do this.
Nah, I can't.
Terry, what's a trillion to the 10th power?
Let me check that.
All right, he'll wrap.
The answer is 1000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist. Gosh, you make it. It's 3 seconds in and it's racist.
What?
Coming to your
what?
Asian.
What? What rhymes with... You didn't let me finish. It was agency.
It's the morning invasion. Adjusted for inflation. You could have gone so many ways.
What rhymes with invasion?
I just said inflation.
Oh.
Tail.
Thanks.
Take it.
No, I'm not going to take it. I don't want
to
do
this. What's a trillion to the 10th power?
On. All right, he'll rap.
Let me check that. The answer is 1000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
morning invasion, adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Comfy in his station.
I said comfy.
Comfy.
It's a new word.
The comfy dance.
Love it. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Few
good morning.
If you'd have let the beat keep going.
Good.
Oh, man. Gosh.
It is 9:12.
Mm-hmm. High today of 54.
There you. There it is.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Steve-O. You have another list. It's a local list.
We live in the land of enchantment.
Mm-hmm. What? Stop. Start over.
We live in the land of entrapment.
Thank you.
I couldn't decide if I wanted to say enchantment.
No, we were all walking
or entrapment.
With you. We were all with you on that journey.
Because it's kind of both.
Yeah.
I would say enchantment. I love New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. It's why I've convinced all of my best friends to move here.
Two.
All both of them. Staring at you, Ethan, look. You'll never leave Tennessee. Okay. New Mexico, we march to the beat of our own drum, am I right? We kind of do things our own way. We're very diverse. It's got an eclectic mix of peeps.
It really does.
In New Mexico. I found a list of 10 extremely interesting or weird things only people from New Mexico do. These are things that we can claim as our own New Mexico. If you're listening on the podcast from elsewhere in the world, I'm sorry. Maybe this will just, finally seal the deal for you to come visit this great state.
Cool.
Number one, we like to start the Labor Day weekend by setting fire to a 50-foot puppet.
Yes, we do.
Zozobra, my friend.
Zozobra.
If you've never been, God bless you, actually. It's terrible. I don't understand. I went once, and I was like, why am I here? I hope I don't get stabbed.
Is there a lot of drinking going on at those things?
I think so.
I've never been to one either. I always get invited. Somebody always invites me, and I never go.
Oddly enough, it's hosted by the Kiwanis Club of Santa Fe. What we need to do is have them on the show to explain the actual purpose of Zozobra.
It's me seriously, being from Mississippi, I can't go 50 feet within a giant burning thing because people start stereotyping.
Apparently, it signals the end of feelings of doom and misery and the beginning of hope. And so we light something on fire. Congratulations, guys. We've done it. Number two, and I have not done this yet, but I was actually just talking about this week. Raise your hand if you have a tattoo that includes the Zia symbol.
Yeah, the Zia. I don't.
Tattoo ourselves with the state flag. How many people in other great states tattoo themselves with pride the state flag?
You can't from my state.
Yeah, you can't. Mississippi still actually includes the Confederate flag.
Again, you
not
can't.
A joke.
That's another. There's another. Another don't go near
that. What if
that.
You're getting the General Lee? Can you still get the Confederate flag on the top? Okay, no. All right, we do. Our flag depicts the ancient Zia sun symbol in the colors of España.
Yeah, you see that a lot.
Dude, are you kidding me?
You see that in the Godsmack symbol.
Dude, did you know that we built our state capitol in its shape, a circle with four slightly protruding entrances to represent the sun's rays? I didn't even know that.
I had no idea.
Congratulations. Our state is awesome. Number three, New Mexicans believe that all other drivers obviously have ESP because what's the point of using your turn
blinker.
Signal? Am I right? Literally no one in New Mexico knows how to use a turn signal.
Another commonality with Mississippi.
We just like leaving people guessing. Are they going to turn left? Are they going to stay in this lane? My favorite is when somebody from another state is on our freeway, on the highway, and they've got that blinker, and it's just going and going and going. They're not going anywhere. They just forgot it. Their elbow hit it. Something happened. Number four, New Mexico. We do this. We buy green chili.
Oh, yes.
But we don't just buy green chili. We get it by the bushel. And we don't just get it by the bushel. It's usually in like a Hastings parking lot. You don't go to the store for your green chili. Walgreens parking lot. Am I right?
Yep.
It is always this is the most random parking lot ever. Hobby Lobby parking lot. Let's do this. They got a green chili roaster. New Mexico has this weird fifth season called chili season. Oh, it's the most glorious season.
So spicy.
My wife and I, we always go get bushels of green chili. We really do.
So good.
And then you just, that's one of the funnest days of the year because then you're stripping the green chili, you're watching movies in the background, but you're just peeling chili.
It's like going to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, dude. New Mexico drug of choice? Green chili.
Green chili.
Number five, the truth is, actually, it's not just green chili. We will pretty much buy anything that's sold from the back of a vehicle. Oranges? Heck yeah, bro. Pinon nuts?
Pinon, yes.
We got that for days, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You give me the back of a truck, bro, and I will buy whatever. Random plastic flowers? You betcha.
All day, every day.
That's not a good policy to have.
Tamales, jelly, firewood.
Ooh, homemade tamales.
Oh, man, right? Am I right?
No.
Orale, bro, right? New Mexico, for the win.
My mother-in-law lives in a trailer park, and you can get the best tamales in her trailer park, I tell you what. I mean, I'll bring some. I'll have her get some.
Dude, don't you lie to me on this. I love tamales.
I'm not joking. There's a guy that lives right next door to her in the trailer park, and it homemade tamales.
I am 50% Hispanic, my friend. My mother, my beautiful Spanish mama, her mother... My grandma.
Yes.
Mi abuela.
Mi abuela.
She made the best tamales. So if you say, oh, bro, best tamales, they're not the best?
Her neighbor doesn't even speak English.
Okay. Is that sad? That's how we gauge it? How good are these enchiladas? Bro, she doesn't speak a lick of English. Oh, those must be incredible enchiladas. She knows. Just not English.
Do we have a person on the phone?
We do. They're holding.
Number six, speaking of words and not being able to use them correctly, many of us in this great state will use the term Coke to refer to literally any soda on the planet.
Also in Mississippi and most of the South.
It is not Mountain Dew.
That's weird.
It is not Dr. Pepper. What do you want? I want a Coke. And then they bring it out and you're like, I said root beer. No, sir, you said Coke.
No,
right.
You're right.
Coke is root beer.
When I first moved here, I thought that was super weird because in Montana we call it pop.
Oh, see, we call it Coke. I'll have a Coke. Take a Coke.
No, that's pop.
Thankfully, I enjoy Coke.
Right.
Coca-Cola.
In the South, it's like...
Works out for me.
It's like, what do you want to drink? I'd like a Coke. What kind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it's, we have Pepsi, and then you go, oh, Mountain Dew.
I love Mountain Dew. It's the redneck wine.
The the redneck wine. I feel like wine in a box is actually the redneck wine.
No, it's called Muscadine wine. I'll tell you guys about it later.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Number seven. This is so true. Steven isn't even from New Mexico, but our dear friend Steven Christian from Amberlin. This is his life, bro. We downplay hiking distances, okay? You ask a New Mexican to recommend a place to walk your dog, chances are you are scaling a mountain to return a ring to Mount Doom. Mordor, here I come. Bro, you guys know any good places to walk a dog? 7-day journey through the La Luz Trail.
La Luz.
We got trails for days, bruh.
Yep.
If you are not ready to hike it, don't ask for great places to go for a walk. We don't walk. We don't walk. We conquer things, all right? We have fellowships of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to put this out there as kind of a, you know, a PSA. Ladies, if you're going to go on a hike up in the foothills, don't go alone.
No.
Okay, please don't, because there has been some awful things that have happened when women go alone.
Yeah.
You got to take a friend. You do.
Not even women. People.
Maybe a
human
large
beings.
Dog.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Human beings don't go alone.
Not making me want to go for a walk.
Just don't go alone, dude. We got your back. There are mountain lions. Mm-hmm. There are creepy people.
Lots of creepy people.
Number eight. New Mexico, congratulations. We are one of the few states that still have mounted posses. Thank you, police officers that roam on horses.
Yeah, you see it downtown.
I love that.
You see it downtown on Central.
I love it.
Ba-da, 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 ba.
Usually, actually, it's a volunteer force tasked with missions like search and rescue. Did you know that?
Hmm? No, that's cool.
I had no idea.
Number nine, we do things at our own pace. New Mexico does.
Land a manana.
When that fresh pow-pow falls in the mountains.
What is that?
That's called a sick day, my friend. That's what that's called. Sandias, I'm looking at you, bro. Please, just do something. Get some snow. How about something actual? Finally, here's something that we New Mexicans can claim that is pretty fantastic. And Teo, you've been here a couple years. Guess what? You're in this group because our bodies make more red blood cells than anybody else.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Pretty cool.
Two-thirds of the state sits above 5,000 feet in altitude. In order for the human body to acclimate to said elevations, our lungs expand and our bodies generate more red blood cells.
Just feeling real good.
Boom! That's why a lot of athletes like to train at high altitudes, because our bodies are the bomb diggity, yo.
We're red-blooded Americans here.
And that is 10 crazy awesome things people from New Mexico can claim. Thank you.
I like it.
Welcome, New Mexico.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Yeah, you can, Sarah Palin.
Good morning.
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 Thanks for holding, man.
It's interesting to hear you guys. No problem.
Interesting is the kindest word. Hey, Hans.
Hi. Just three things. Of course, Teo can climb freaking buildings and brick walls and whatever. I mean, he is Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Yeah. The second thing... I hate the whole, when you're driving and people either A, don't use the blinkers or use it like half a second before they turn.
Yeah, that's just as bad.
Whatever, it keeps those spidey senses going, man. Defensive driving 101, bro. Welcome to New Mexico.
Boom!
And if it's raining, just stay home. Just stay
That's very true.
Home.
Do you know, I've tried to outline a policy to the Albuquerque, maybe even New Mexico public.
Yes.
If you guys, if your highway department here, the NMDOT, if you guys would just get over there and put little reflectors in the road, I'm going to go ahead and tell you it would solve 90% of your traffic problems. Reflectors.
But the drivers are still the same.
Nope. It helps much.
Thanks, Hans.
People need something to look to.
I think you're
a leader.
A reflector.
A reflector.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
I was calling because as you were reading that list, the six cars in front of me that were turning right did not use their blinker.
Dude,
I was
preach.
So hard.
I'm telling you, dude.
I was like, seriously, no one. And it was one of those turn right or go straight. And so I was like, oh, maybe they're going straight. And then every single one, I was like, come on.
Well, here's a good question. If you're in a turning lane, do you really need to use your turn signal? I mean, you're in a lane where it's like, hey, bro, this is a turning lane. I'm pretty sure
that big of a deal.
There's a solid chance of turning.
I think if it's a turn only lane,
you don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Okay.
But if it's one of the ones that's like a split, you can go either way.
Makes sense.
That one you definitely need to.
I'll get right on that.
Okay, buddy.
That's drive hilarious. Thanks for the call.
You drive safe.
Hey, you guys know that yesterday was Dave Meyer's birthday.
I know. I found that out at like 11 o'clock last night.
It was yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, no.
I would like to say that I'm the only one that told him happy birthday on Facebook.
Yesterday you did?
Yes. I feel like a call was in order. I think we should have to call.
I really don't want to do this.
No, we should.
He's a fireman. I don't know if he's... Is he working today?
He's probably just working so hard and doing great things because he's got an incredible job. What a good man.
He's probably not working.
We don't need to call him.
I think we should call him, and I think Steve-O should have to apologize to him. Because Steve-O has known him longer than any of us.
That's also true.
And Steve-O used to tell him all these stories about supporting his band and being there for him, all these different things. Yeah. And I don't think that you genuinely care for him, Steve.
Oh, no.
I don't think you genuinely care for him. I think you would rather... I feel like if you saw him at Zozobra, you wouldn't even say anything.
You want to see how great of a man David Myers is? Watch this.
Okay.
Watch this.
Watch him.
Watch this.
Wait, somebody's trying to call us. I bet that's Dave Myers.
No.
He's not even listening. He's a firefighter.
He's probably out trying to He's save some dogs lives, in a man. House that's He's on saving fire. Lives.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, man. Happy Thursday, am I right? Happy Thursday. Also, happy birthday. Today's your birthday because it's buddy. Thursday.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. It's your birthday because it's Thursday. Hey, straight up, it is Thursday. Birthday. It's not Friday. Nope.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
I just wanted to say happy Thursday and happy birthday because I remember it because today is Thursday, January 21st.
It's true.
It is, yeah.
Well, Chrissy's is today?
No, Chrissy's is the 19th. Hers was the 19th.
Oh,
just
right,
two
right.
two short days ago because today is Thursday.
That's right,
because
I wish her a happy birthday. That's right.
Oh!
Hey, Dave Myers.
What's up?
It's Tao here. Just wanted to ask you who asked you or wished you a happy birthday on your actual birthday.
You did.
Thank you.
Not Dex and not Steven.
Who's known you the longest in this room?
What's that?
Who's known you the longest of the three of us?
Oh my gosh, you better say me.
Well, I've known him since I moved here pretty much too.
No, dude, we harken back to like Glory Christian Fellowship days, okay? This is
I'll have to say Steven on this one.
Boom, I win.
I wanted to remind you. In my eyes, the glitter is not gone. You're still a shining star.
Oh, Dave. I'm sorry. I saw it. I was going to sleep last night. I was on Facebook, and then it was Dave Myers celebrating a birthday.
Oh, wait, but you did see on Facebook.
Did,
you saw in time.
I know I did.
I didn't see in time.
I'm never
on this newfangled thing
tired.
Called phone. I don't even know what it is.
I was really tired. I just...
What'd you guys get me?
airtime, go.
What'd you guys get me?
Love.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's not what we got you, because Dave Myers is giving out his EP that he made for free.
Oh,
he posts
man.
A link
right.
every day of his EP, and I know he would be stoked if all of our listeners would go download that
free
EP.
It's a free EP.
I'm still waiting for my t-shirt.
Yeah. Wow.
Did we lose?
I know, I still have it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's
man.
It probably doesn't fit me anymore anyway.
It's better to give than to receive there, Dexter. I really wish you would have taken that into account yesterday.
Let's go ahead and give it to somebody
when
else.
Your really good friend had a birthday and you didn't think about it.
No. Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
It's all right. I forgive you guys. It's okay.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't know. I'm terrible at birthdays.
We love you, Dave.
I love you.
I love you. What are you guys doing? We're talking about cats still?
All right, we got to go. Have a good day, buddy.
Oh. See you later, Dave.
Love you, Dave. Love you, buddy.
I
love him.
That guy, I tell you.
Just love him so much.
That guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. Thank you, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I've got that written on my heart.
All right, we have some more news for you. I have that story of the surfer who caught a wave to catch a criminal.
And you know, we've been talking marriage this morning and gripes and complaints. I got 6 ways to boost your marriage in 60 seconds. I'm going to help, man. I feel like I put my foot in my mouth enough this morning. I'm going to help all the husbands out there reclaim glory in their marriage.
Beautiful.
It is the morning invasion. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
A major winter storm descends on the East Coast.
The X-Files return to Fox Sunday.
Do you receive any other impressions from
Ted Cruz and most of the other GOP candidates are campaigning in New Hampshire, where Trump has a huge lead.
It's an NFL first, a woman with a full-time coaching job.
Federal judge dismisses a defamation lawsuit against Bill Cosby.
The Region 5 administrator for the EPA, that's an area that actually covers Flint, Michigan, has offered her resignation.
In Los Angeles, officials at the zoo say the worker plunged into the gorilla pit.
Former Oklahoma City cop sentenced prison.
President Obama plays host to several hundred of the nation's mayors.
New visa requirements for Europeans.
Britain has found that a former Russian spy, Alexander Litvinenko, was assassinated by the Russian Secret Service.
A judge in Maine grants Don McLean's wife a temporary order of protection.
Uber is at Los Angeles International Airport.
An F-16 near Phoenix has crashed in Yavapai County.
Sierra Leone has a second new case of Ebola.
940, hello.
Hi, today I have 54.
Nice. Thanks for joining us. Podcast, go subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe. Just type in Morning Invasion, and you can get it at our website, Steve-O.
Star88.fm.
What's that app, Mateo?
What's that?
What's that app?
Star88FM. Or you just look up Star88 in the App Store. It's free.
We got some more news for you guys.
Oh, we got news.
We got news for days, man.
News for days.
News for days.
That's right. News. What are you laughing at?
You.
I'm very serious about this news.
I know.
Surgeon says monkey head transplant was successful.
What? What's wrong, button? Jeez.
Like they transplanted a monkey's head onto another monkey's head? A quote, maverick surgeon claims to have successfully put one monkey's head on another monkey's body, bringing the doctor one step closer to the first human head transplant, New Scientist reports.
That's weird.
Sergio Canovero.
Buck and I talked about that, because there was a story that came out about a year ago. Mm-hmm. There's I don't know which country this guy was from, but he wanted to be the first person
to do this,
do the first head transplant, and everywhere else it's illegal. You
it's
can't
this
do
guy.
It. Is it this guy?
It is. He announced his plans for a human head transplant as a treatment for paralysis last year. Since then, he's been working with scientists in China and South Korea on mice, monkeys, and human cadavers.
So wouldn't it be a body transplant then? Because you're getting a new body and not a new head?
That's what we said. Okay.
It's a full body transplant.
Spiritually speaking.
Yeah.
Okay? Spiritually thinking.
Just taking it. Take it deeper.
Yeah, please do.
When you think about this, okay, you're going to take, let's say, my head, okay? And you're going to put it on Steve-O's body.
Why wouldn't you pick Teo's? He's CrossFit.
I'm just saying, let's say you died.
Oh.
And they're like, hey, you know what? Steve-O's body was in good, I mean, it was okay health.
Yeah.
But it's the only body we have right now.
It's the outside that counts, right, guys?
You know, and
that's what I believe.
Yeah.
We want to put your head on Steve-O's body. Okay, so spiritually.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, Christ is the head of the church.
Okay.
The church is all of us here.
What do you mean, how does that work?
I was taught that Jesus is in my heart, so.
Oh, gosh.
I mean.
Well, then you're set, man, because he's in mine, too.
Oh.
So you can have my heart. You can have my body.
I don't know that for sure, though.
That's not, no, dude. It's your brain, your mind. Because when we talk about the heart, actually, if you really want to go that deep, we could get Brian Nixon back in here and talk about, like, taking it to the original language, because a lot of times that the heart and the head meant it was really the mind that they were talking about.
Did you know that in ancient Jewish times, the seat of the emotions, what was it, the stomach?
Hmm.
Or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to ask Phoenix for confirmation.
Yeah, for real.
It definitely wasn't the heart.
Yeah, it's like as you think in your heart, you know, it's like, wait, you don't think in your heart. But that's why it's like Jesus in your heart. But real, I mean, we're not talking about this little ventricle system right here, you know.
I was completely joking.
No, you weren't. Sorry. Sorry. I guess when you said, hey, let's get deeper and talk spiritually speaking, I thought you meant, hey, let's go deeper and talk spiritually. Not my bad. My bad.
But isn't that the weirdest thing ever?
I mean, a
head transplant. You're going to take someone's head.
Just let me die.
But also,
I don't want a whole body
but think
transplant.
Think about this. Think about the people out there that are paralyzed.
Yeah.
Paralyzed from the neck down, waist down, whatever. Mm-hmm. They get to have a whole new body. That's amazing.
No, that is incredible. I mean, it's still definitely theoretical science right now.
What about the people that have cancer all over their body? You know, you could take their head, put it on a body that didn't have cancer.
This is, yeah, I mean.
You know, your body gets old. You're like 70 years old and you have this old body. You can take your old head and put it on a new body.
Nope.
I mean, maybe you got a really cute face.
This is really weird. Yeah.
Now, look, anyway, this guy, he says, it's important for people to stop thinking this is an impossible thing. According to Discovery, the head transplant surgery involves cooling both bodies to a very low temperature, cutting the neck and spinal cord with an exceptionally sharp knife, so probably one of those you'd see on an infomercial, before attaching the patient's head to the donor body. The patient would recover during a 4-month drug-induced coma.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Sounds like
weird.
A horror movie.
Man, this isn't weird.
So weird.
This is normal stuff.
I was going to say it took a turn for the weird, but I guess the weird started when you begin the story with the dude exchanging monkey heads.
I'm trying to tell you guys the truth, and nobody
believes
me.
Well, if they can do it with a monkey head, why couldn't they do it with a human?
That's what I'm saying, and that's what he's asking. These are the questions that we have to ask in the science world. Asks.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It all comes back to this. Anytime we're doing like a Theology Thursday or a Shock Therapy Live or a show like that, and we start talking about like, yeah, but can you, that's usually an indicator that you shouldn't, because that's one of those questions. But can a Christian blah, 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 deep sin? Sure you can, but should you?
But what is wrong with that?
Should you really put a new body on a weird 70-year-old head?
We put limbs on people's bodies all the time.
A whole body transplant just seems really creepy.
Why is that wrong though? I don't see anything wrong.
Fine,
with it.
I claim Tao's body because he's CrossFit. I want his body.
My body has already been donated to science. To science.
Yep.
Because. Can we find a cure for cancer? Well, can we find another world to live on if this one gets old and messed up?
I don't know.
Can we invent a true hoverboard? These are questions that must
be
answered.
These are real questions. This is creepy. It got creepy.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you guys that sometimes life's creepy. You got to deal with it.
I guess when we start the day with creepy, then, you know, it's just got to take that bend, that weird twist.
What else is going on?
I have a fantastic story coming out of New York. Scarsdale, New York. There's a 20-year-old person named Hannah who uses coupons, coops.
She's got coops for days.
To help charities.
Oh, cool.
She became obsessed with the show Extreme Couponing because that's a show. When
I
she was
it.
14.
I watch it.
I figured you did.
You watch it?
Have you never seen that?
It's a reality show on TLC.
It's okay. Insane. These people go into a grocery store. They have all these coupons.
Huge amounts of coupons.
And they'll get $1,000 worth of groceries, and they'll actually, the cash register will pay them money at the end.
Wow.
They'll actually get money back.
I am doing it wrong.
Yeah. Hannah realized they didn't use most of the stuff that they bought with these crazinesses.
Extreme couponing.
So she decided to do the same thing, but for a good cause. She saved a bunch of coupons and got enough toiletries and canned goods to donate to a local homeless shelter.
Oh,
and when she shared the photos, people started sending her donations.
Nice.
And their old unexpired coupons. Even some that are 20 years old, but they're not expired.
Huh.
So in 2014, she turned it into a nonprofit called Our Coupons Care, where she and her college friends cut coops, fill up shopping carts, do monthly trips to donate the stuff they buy to shelters, hospitals, and schools. So far, they've donated $110,000 worth of food, toiletries, and school supplies.
Good for you.
Forward Friday.
Because you watch that show, Extreme Couponing, and the people that usually do it, they're hoarders.
Of course they're hoarders.
They
Wait, this is my shocked face.
20 bottles of Windex. They'll have like 50 giant roll, 1,000 rolls of toilet paper. And it's
you can
crazy.
Never have too much toilet paper.
That's true.
Or paper towels for that matter. I'm telling you.
That's good news.
Man, that's some good news.
That's good news.
Y'all are asking me if I got any good news.
Good news.
Good news, everyone.
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 I feel like they're all just going to keep saying good news.
Start breathing.
I feel like it's just going to keep saying that.
And out of Dex's homeland, Montana.
I could be wrong.
More good news.
Ooh, what's happening?
Two guys in Montana saw a dying elk on the highway on Saturday and wanted to take it home and eat it. But another guy came up and decided he wanted it. What happened? He pulled a gun. So they called the cops, and he was arrested.
What? Yeah.
Full story. If you're driving down a highway and see some roadkill, is your first thought, that'd look real delicious on my dinner table
elk
tonight.
Elk jerky, am I right?
Well, here's the thing, guys. Montana is real cold this time of year. And if you see a dead deer, dead elk, bear, porcupine, it's frozen. It's still good.
I like that.
It's not rotted.
What if it died from, like, the plague?
Eh.
Come on, the plague's not around anymore.
That's not roadkill.
What is this, the 1700s?
So someone hit an elk on Saturday afternoon on a highway in Bozeman, Montana.
That's where I'm from.
Two guys spotted it and pulled over to wait for it to die because it wasn't dead.
Oh, they waited. Okay. At least they waited.
So like they could take it home.
There, Bambi.
And they could eat it.
Why didn't they put it out of its misery?
Right, that's my question. Well, you live in Montana. Then, you obviously own guns.
Then, a 52-year-old guy named Kendrick spotted the elk, decided he wanted to eat it. But when the guys told him that they had been waiting, hey, we've been waiting for this thing. We were here first. We have been watching that thing suffer for hours. We have a right to its dead carcass. Well, that guy pulled a gun on him. Kendrick did. They called the cops. Kendrick was arrested for assault with a firearm. It turns out he also had a warrant out for a DUI. No word on if the guys took the elk home or how delicious it was.
Oh, elk is real delicious. Grass-fed up there in Montana.
Grass-fed, my friend.
Grass-fed elk.
Grass-fed.
Is elk like gamey meat? It's like kind of gamey.
It's a little gamey.
It's all gamey.
I prefer whitetail.
Nice.
Whitetail's nice. Antelope is really gamey. It all depends on if they're stressed when you shoot them, though.
If they're stressed. You're like, hey, dear, come here. I just want to share this story.
You don't
want
to stress them out.
Just put you in a nice book. Shoot him! Shoot him now!
Sounds like Bambi.
Gosh. He was just in a nice place, man. We got his nails done, right? Took him out for a mani-pedi. Mm. Just shot him in the face. But we waited till he was comfortable and relaxed.
You're gonna
want our meat to taste better.
You know, you'll have that. You'll have that if you're doing this kind of thing. You're gonna want that thing to get comfortable.
You gotta wait. You gotta be patient. Let's head down to California.
Okay.
Yeah, brah.
Why didn't you start the Beach Boys music?
Yeah. Woo, California. I'm just in the state of California.
There's a woman named Jolie. She was out surfing in Ventura, California this month.
Jolie.
While she was riding some waves, she saw a guy breaking into her friend's car.
No!
Well, friend actually saw the guy first, but then they both started paddling into shore. They actually caught a wave.
Hey, bruh!
Caught a wave back into shore and ran over.
Whoa.
To the vehicle.
Oh.
Ran on the water? The first such miracle to happen since the time of Christ.
Yes.
They grabbed the guy by the collar and yanked him out of the car and started punching him. Bam, 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 bam.
Nice. Yeah. Those are good punching, Sam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. PG-13 up in here. Slow down. Whew.
But, you know, really PG.
Elbow, wow.
1980s PG.
She says her adrenaline was going pretty good, so she doesn't remember exactly what happened next. Here she is. Oh, that's the wrong button. Hold on.
I believe there was actually a burglar in my house.
Okay, I can't play it. Never mind.
What happened?
I don't know.
Hit the button.
I don't know. I got too many things going on Same time here.
I had noticed there was a guy in my car, and I kind of had to do a double take because I couldn't believe there was actually a burglar in my car. I had yelled to Jolie, "Jolie!" And she said, "What?" And I said, "My car." And so we both start paddling in. And so then I just like start booking it, paddling it in. And thankfully, I caught a wave in.
Righteous.
And so I got in pretty quickly. So I pulled him by the collar and pulled him out and punched him and started yelling at him. Like him and I got out of the car. And we're in front of the car and, like, on the ground. I think that adrenaline catches everyone, and it's
much
something
like
that's
wave.
Inside all of us. And when you're feeling violated, like, you want to, like, get justice.
Justice,
but, yeah, I do feel a little empowered. Oh, yeah. My gosh. She's my hero. I'm so glad that she was able to get into that fight mode and really catch the guy and be able to detain him until the officers arrive.
Wave and criminal catcher, Jolie.
Nice.
This is the best part of the story. Her friend says there were actually a bunch of guys around, but they just stood there watching until one of them finally called 911.
Ah, boo. That's the worst part of the story.
Do we still have the CSI bed?
This has been the worst day for men.
Will you play that CSI bed for me, please?
Because
it sounds to me...
Hold on. There it is. There.
Thank you. It sounds to me like the tide went out for that criminal.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Do it now.
The tide was out.
Yeah! As you pulled the sunglasses off. That was good. That was good, man. David Caruso is proud, my friend. Listen, homies. Dudes hanging out, not doing anything about it, letting the chicks catch the waves and then catch the criminals. Listen, you're giving us all a bad rap, my bro.
Bad, bad, bad.
We got, like, the top 10 things that wives complain about their husbands. We got, it's like, it's a bad day for dudes, brah.
It is. It's time to go.
But
we got to save that one for tomorrow. Oh, wait, Saturday tomorrow.
Listen, bro, say thank you or you're an amazing spouse. Spend some spontaneous time together during a weekday. Ask her about her day. Kiss her, brah. Pray for her. Encourage her dream chasing. 6 ways in 6 seconds, you can be a better husband.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna totally do all 6 of those.
We'd like to thank you guys for being a part of the show this morning.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks for
the listener. Okay,
the Starmy.
Starmy, bro.
Thank you,
Starmy.
It's growing on you.
Thank you for the Facebook comments.
The Morning Invasion, Starmy.
Righteous, strong.
Yes. And it's going to be a big weekend. Big weekend here at Calvary of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Knob Hill.
Yeah, bruh.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, we're rocking it this weekend. Calvary Knob Hill, bruh. 11:15, Sunday morning, Lobo Theater.
Yes.
Yeah. We're there every week. We kick it. That's our jam, bro.
If you guys could pray for my family, my wife is super sick. She's got bronchitis or something. She can barely swallow.
That's no fun.
And I don't want to get sick.
Yeah. It just goes around.
I'm the only one who hasn't gotten sick yet.
Do what I do anytime anyone in my house is sick. You just leave them. And you just go away for a day or two. Enjoy some movies and just quality time alone.
Aren't you just the cat's pajamas?
Talk to your cats today.
Thanks, lady.
Yeah. We had a lot of great cat stuff on the show this morning. If you missed any of the show, make sure you guys go and subscribe at iTunes. Morning Invasion. We got a podcast. The whole thing's up there except for the music.
No music.
You can go to star88.fm and you can download the podcast there as well.
Woo! Subscribe, my friends. Right, it just kicks in your inbox for y'all.
It's time to go.
Okay, fine.
We'll see you guys on Monday.
Mm.
Goodbye.